Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. More than the usual hubbub on Capitol Hill today as superstar pitcher Roger Clemens arrived to answer allegations that he had once used steroids.
Pitcher Roger Clemens, the biggest star among the scores of Major League Baseball players named as using steroids in the Mitchell Report, insisted to Congress he's been falsely accused. His accuser, trainer Brian McNamee, was at the same table at a very unusual congressional hearing.
I injected him on numerous occasions with steroids and human growth hormone.
This man has never given me HGH or growth hormone. Or steroids of any kind.
Evidence from two of Clemens' former teammates, Andy Pettit and Chuck Knobloch, supported McNamee's story. Democrat Elijah Cummings doubted Clemens' fervent denials.
It's hard to believe you, sir. I hate to say that as a you're one of my heroes, but it's hard to believe you.
As the hearing ended, others on the panel said they didn't know who to believe. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Reverend Billy Graham is okay. Doctors in Asheville, North Carolina, say the world-renowned evangelist is in fair condition after surgeons updated a shunt in his brain designed to relieve a fluid buildup there. Economic stimulus is on the way.
These rebates will amount to as much as $600 for individuals and $1,200 for married couples, with additional rebates for families with children.
President Bush signed the stimulus plan today. The IRS is expected to compute and write the checks by the end of May. What a deal it isn't, says New York's Attorney General, to be forced away from the health care you want by insurance companies who refuse to pay.
People have been complaining about this for years.
Ask why you have to pay more out of your own pocket to visit a doctor not on a preferred practitioner's list.
And you get the runaround from the health insurance company.
New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo is investigating several large insurance companies for what he calls the dishonest practice of reimbursing you less for not using their doctors.
They only paid them back a fraction of what the consumers really deserve.
Cammie McCormick, CBS News, New York.
The Senate has joined the House to prohibit the CIA from using waterboarding or any other harsh interrogation technique when questioning suspected terrorists. President Bush has threatened to veto the bill.
Torture is out.
California Democrat Dianne Feinstein says she hopes the president will sign the bill. Before there was Osama bin Laden, there was Imad Mughniyeh. He's believed to be the mastermind of the TWA 847 hijacking and the bombing of the U.S. Embassy and the Marine Barracks bombings back in the 80s.
A case can be made that he invented modern terrorist techniques.
CBS's Mark Phillips says Mughniyeh had been killed in a car bombing. The State Department said, good. The judge says actor Mel Gibson has met the terms of his misdemeanor no-contest plea to driving drunk, 18 months to go now on his probation, so no more visits to the court will be necessary. On Wall Street, the Dow gained nearly 179 points today. The Nasdaq was up almost 54 on the day. This is CBS News.
Why wait any longer for a great price on a digital camera? Get to Office Depot today for a wide selection of digital cameras from famous brands like Kodak, Panasonic, Nikon, HP, and Olympus during the digital camera blowout and get 20 to 30% off select models. Hurry in for the best selection. Plus, let Office Depot help you print great pictures at a great price with incredible deals on photo paper. Office Depot, taking care of business. Selection may vary by location. Available in-store only. Offer expires February 16th.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents A Word from Your Tires.
Sir, I think I speak for the four of us when I say that we do not support your current errand.
Well, we're going to the tire store. You guys are tires.
Head to the dealership.
Well, at the tire store, you can see your buddies.
We don't associate with off-brands. Your dealer has name brands. Michelin, Continental, Goodyear.
Enough.
I don't think they carry that one.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service. Come in, keep going.
Space sickness is no fun, but it was not a factor today for the astronaut who made good on his second chance to walk in space.
For first-time spacewalker Hans Schlegel, there was no talk of space sickness, just getting the job done and enjoying the fringe benefits.
It's an incredible view.
In nearly 7 hours outside, Schlegel and teammate Rex Walheim replaced a nitrogen tank for the International Space Station's cooling system. They also took care of some get-ahead work. Their crewmates were busy inside, those not helping with the spacewalk, continuing to outfit the new Columbus Laboratory. Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
Think about it. Have you ever wondered where the male goes to wait decades to be delivered. I mean, how do the cards and letters figure out where the hiding place is? A postcard written and mailed in 1929 has been delivered in Boston. Herbert Hoover was the president way back then. Post office got the house right. Miss Margaret MacDonald once lived there, but no longer. Postage on the card, by the way, one penny. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
At Mercedes-Benz, our affordable certified pre-owned vehicles come with the rich legacy of engineering that is Mercedes-Benz. And a 155-point inspection, roadside assistance, and a one-year warranty up to 100,000 miles. Every certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz retains its integrity because, as a company, we have ours. Stop by your local authorized dealer and ask about the certified pre-owned program by Mercedes-Benz.
See dealer for complete details and warranty and roadside assistance. Abbreviated inspection applicable to vehicles less than 15 months old with less than 18,000 miles.
Valentine's Day's always been special for me and my baby girl. Over the years, we've shared many a candy heart together. And even though she's grown and on her own, my wife and I still like to get her a little something each year. That's my job. So I always go to Walmart. I know they have a favorite candy like Russell Stover and Nestle, and those Dove chocolate hearts. Plus, I can pick out some fresh flowers and a card. So even though I got a late start this year, thanks to Walmart, we were right on time to show our baby love on Valentine's Day.
Walmart. Save money. Live better.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show. Infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
It's the Peter B. Collins Show just getting underway today. You haven't missed a minute yet.
Out where the river broke, the blood was and the desert oak.
We've got a lot to talk about today and only 3 hours to do it. We'll kick off with Eric Bollert from Media Matters, taking on Rush Limbaugh, who's been taking on John McCain relentlessly. Also this hour, constitutional law professor Marjorie Cohn returns to our program. We'll get her take on the Senate's cave-in with 18 Democrats supporting the revision of the FISA law that gives amnesty to the phone companies. But hey, it expires in 6 years. Don't you feel better about that, huh? Also on the program today, Matt Blazek from Democracy for America. They notched a win in Maryland. Progressive Donna Edwards knocked off an incumbent yesterday. There is a progressive training camp coming to the Bay Area in early March. We'll tell you about that. And Democracy for America is hosting more than 200 house parties across the country, screening the film we've been talking about called Uncounted, about stolen elections. Also on today's program, Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan from Ohio. We'll talk about stimulus and FISA, that battle with the Senate. Larissa Alexandrovna returns from RawStory.com. We'll talk about the railroading of former Alabama Governor Don Siegelman, the investigation into the assassination of Benazir Bhutto, and perhaps some other issues. Lots of room for your calls in the free speed zone in our third and final hour, but you can call before then, toll free at 888-5-PETER-B. And we launched with Midnight Oil today in observance of a major apology to the Aborigines issued by the Government of Australia and its Prime Minister Kevin Rudd. The lead singer of Midnight Oil, Peter Garrett, is now a member of his cabinet. And this was the song that propelled them to worldwide acclaim back in 1988. And it was all about giving Australia back to the Aborigines. Sure, they're actually giving it all back, but at least they're apologizing. Eric Bollert writes for Media Matters for America, the website mediamatters.org. And Eric, you just must have been dancing around your word processor as you put together your column for this week, gleefully dishing on Rush Limbaugh, who's been dishing on us relentlessly for almost 20 years now.
That's right.
How are you?
Good, and you?
Not too bad. Not too bad. I really enjoyed your column, and
Second to that, I am getting some devilish pleasure out of the way. The Republicans are, I think I can say this, they're just pissing all over each other.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting, I mean, you know, inner squabble political fights aren't that unusual, and all parties go through them. What is so sort of satisfying, I think, is that the radical right noise machine, the Republican noise machine, Limbaugh and Ann Coulter and Glenn Beck, it's so wonderful to see them devour one of their own, because this is what the Republican Party has promoted and for years. You know, it wanted them to be, these people to be unhinged, you know, to go after Democrats and treat them as treasonous and traitors and deranged. And even last year when Rush talked about the men and women in the armed forces who criticized Iraq as being phony soldiers, it was the Republicans almost had to queue up outside of his studio to tell him that it was okay to defend him, to sort of go along with his, you know, phony excuse about what the comment was supposed to mean. So Rush Limbaugh really has become the face of the Republican Party, and that's the way they wanted it. And so now to see him eviscerate the presumptive nominee is just a wonderful sight to behold. And the fact that it's been a colossal failure only adds, I think, to the satisfaction.
Right.
Because as you remember, yes, McCain's not doing well to Huckabee, but you have to remember that Huckabee was also deemed not to be pure enough in his conservative beliefs. Mitt Romney was the guy Limbaugh crowd wanted. And really, right before his Tuesday, they really went all in on Mitt Romney, and they were so successful that 3 days later Mitt Romney had to drop out of the race.
Right. Yeah. No, it's fascinating to me that they are applying this purism to conservative doctrine at a time when they're clearly not on the ascendancy.
That's right.
Yet when they controlled both houses of Congress and had the ear of Karl Rove and the president and you know, plenty of support from Dick Cheney,
yeah,
at the White House as well, they didn't have that conservative purism. They didn't speak up about the huge deficits that have been rolled up.
Yeah, that's a good point.
They don't speak up about the incredible expansion of government
occurred
under this conservative.
They're making the stand on principle, and they have none. I mean, if John McCain is so abhorrent because he has sort of pseudo-liberal positions, you know, why didn't Rush Limbaugh try to run Rudy Giuliani out of the race? He had no problem with Rudy Giuliani.
Well, and one of the biggest issues that the far right has with McCain is that they consider him soft on immigration bashing.
Right.
And that is Bush's package that
That's
McCain
right.
supported, and they vilify McCain, and they never mention that it was Bush who was promoting the
right.
package that I thought was one of his most reasonable pieces of legislation.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, is McCain so far to the left of where George Bush was in 1999 and 2000 as a compassionate conservative? Of course not. So none of this has to do with principle. It has to do with two things, I think. One is megalomania, really. This is about them. This is about how much attention they can get, how much they don't like McCain. And the second, I think, although I didn't really go into my column, I think the backdrop is they understand that the next president of the United States is either going to be an African-American or a woman. And this is absolutely driving them off the cliff. And so they're lashing out at John McCain because I think they realize that he's not going to beat either one of them. And I think they thought Mitt Romney or even Giuliani, who are both flip-floppers in terms of principle, had a better chance. So this is really, I think they realize the Republicans are really behind the eight ball. And if they're going to go down, they're not going to go down with them, and they're going to make this about them. Look, I'm looking at the cover of Newsweek magazine. Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Ann Coulter, Laura Ingraham are all on the cover.
Great.
They consider this a success.
Yeah.
If they eviscerate the Republican Party in the process,
we'll show them.
So be it. The Republican Party is never their concern, really.
Eric, the money quote from your column here is relating to the efforts of people like Bob Dole to reason with Limbaugh. You say, or Bud McFarland, former National Security Advisor and failed suicide attempter. I added that last part. took to the pages of the Wall Street Journal over the weekend to urge Rush and his angry pack to be rational. Rational, you write. Where have these Republicans been for the last decade? The noise machine doesn't do rational. What, was Limbaugh being rational when he toasted photos of the prisoner abuse at Abu Ghraib as good old American pornography? Was Michelle Malkin being rational last year when she attempted to swift boat a traumatically injured 12-year-old boy? Was Coulter being rational? Well, ever? That's delicious, Eric.
Well, you know, it's like I said, it's sad to see people like Bob Dole, who's, you know, well considered to be a very decent and upstanding guy, and he's going to ration, you know, he's going to be rational. He's going to reason with Rush Limbaugh. That ship sailed in about 1995, and Republicans now, I guess, are only realizing it. As I said, this was their attack dog. This was their attack kennel, and they let them run rampant over Democrats. Never raised their voice about decency, about demonizing the Clintons, about demonizing Tom Daschle. It was of no concern to the Republican Party. But when they turn their sights on John McCain, suddenly, A, they think it's a problem, and B, they think they can reason with these people. But so
Eric,
it all adds to the delight of the whole spectacle.
Well, Eric, I had my own personal encounter with Rush Limbaugh in the early 1990s. I was the lucky guy who followed him every day on KNBR in San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
And they brought him into town, got a limo for him, a fancy hotel suite, kicked the sales manager out of his office and gave it to Rush. And the station was just giddy that he was there.
Yeah.
And I was the token lefty on the station, designed to help keep their license and keep radicals in San Francisco from pillaging the station.
Right.
Here's a quick snippet from my conversation with L. Rushbo.
I look at my show as an entertainment forum for people, and I screen calls to find the best call. You know what the main, in my philosophy, you know what the purpose of a good call is on my show? To make me look good. I will tell you flat out, this show is not about what anybody else but me thinks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to discover what America thinks, because it's impossible. There's no talk show host in the world who can tell you what his community or his neighborhood thinks based on what happens on his show. And so I'm not even laboring under that misconception. Calls are there to make me look good, to bring up interesting things. There's no public service aspect. There's no First Amendment aspect that I care about regarding it. We're not looking for people who agree. In fact, we strive for people who disagree.
Yeah, right.
We'll talk more about that as we continue.
That was Rush, and he was full of himself then.
Oh, wasn't he?
That was before he lost his hearing to OxyContin.
Well, it's interesting. I love the part where even way back then he was saying, I'm an entertainer.
Yeah.
So, again, this just adds to the sad spectacle. You've got the Republican Party essentially being driven off a cliff by a bunch of entertainers.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, you know, it couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of people.
We're going to continue in just a moment with Eric Bowler from Media Matters. Visit their website, mediamatters.org. Coming up next, we'll talk about the pimp comment from David Schuster and his suspension from MSNBC. If you have a question or comment, you can call me now, toll-free at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. You've got the Peter B. Collins Show.
You're listening to KRXA 540.
At Homescapes Carmel, we search far and near to find the best locally made, American made, and imported furnishings the world has to offer. I'm Thompson Lang, and my brother Beau and I scour the globe to find unique, unusual, and unmatched merchandise to help you personalize your home and garden. We're proud to offer a variety of products such as cabinets, lamps, and vases made with bamboo, plantation teak, and other renewable and reclaimed resources. These items are beautiful, durable, and most of all, eco-friendly. So stop by Homescapes Carmel on the corner of 7th and Dolores, or visit homescapescarmel.com.
The Carmel Valley Market is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Carmel Valley residents can now easily access the tradition of service and quality made famous by the Higuera family at the Grove Market in Pacific Grove. The Carmel Valley Market features the finest selection of fresh local fruits and veggies, as well as a full-service old-fashioned meat counter with USDA choice cuts. And don't forget the deli, with delicious fresh sandwiches made to order. The Carmel Valley Market is located at 2 Chambers Lane, just behind Wells Fargo in Carmel Valley Village. Let the Carmel Valley Market's professional staff meet all of your grocery needs. Stop by and say hello to Ian and Gary Higuera, members of Charlie's family.
Doing business in Santa Cruz County since 1950, Wilson's Tire and Service has two locations to serve you better wherever you live. Both locations feature full-service, friendly, fast, same-day service, or in the words of hands-on owner Juan Escamilla,
we're fast and fair, and service is job one at Wilson's Tire and Service.
Juan specializes in tire, brake, and alignment services with state-of-the-art equipment. Looking for fast, friendly, same-day service from experienced pros? Come to Wilson's Tire and Service, now located in Soquel Village at Old San Jose Road in Soquel Drive in Aptos Village, across from the entrance to Nicene Mark State Park. Questions? Give Juan a call at 476-0370. That's 476-0370. Say hello to Juan and get the Wilson's Tire and Service full service.
Don't forget to ask Juan how KRXA listeners can save an additional 10% at Wilson's Tire and Service.
I love coffee, I love tea. That's why Coffeetopia's the place for me. Coffee and tea, the honey and me. At Coffee, Coffee, Coffeetopia.
Coffeetopia at 1723 Mission Street and 3701 Portola Drive in Santa Cruz offers the finest in handcrafted espresso drinks, whether it's a traditional Italian-style cappuccino or a sweet caramel macchiato. We offer a range of full-leaf teas, a choice of chais, including our new Zawadi African chai, and organic coffees. Coffeetopia also carries local baked goods fresh daily, including French-style pastries. Or try a toasted bagel with one of our exclusive non-dairy bagel spreads, either garlic dill or smoked tofu. Coffeetopia, Santa Cruz's oldest internet cafe, offers both free wireless and computer terminals for those who need them. Coffeetopia. Remember, we're here to help.
At Coffee, Coffee, Coffeetopia.
Hey, it's Sheila Gale with 2 hours of talk radio all about our daily challenges, our fears, changes, crisis, addictions. Over 1,700 of them, can you believe it? Using the 12 steps, the law of attraction, whatever it takes. Join me Saturday afternoons 3 to 5 with my guests and we'll find solutions together. The Sheila Show, Saturday 3 to 5 on KRXA, brought to you by Benji's Princess Monterey Whale Watching Trips. Open daily on Old Fisherman's Wharf, Monterey.
We continue now on the Peter B. Collins Show. It's 23 minutes after the hour.
From the heavens, it was easy.
And right over there in the Don Imus penalty box, it's MSNBC's David Schuster.
It was easy to see how the devil himself could be pulled out of me. There were drums in the air as she started to dance. Every soul in the room keeping time with her hands. And we say,
we continue now with Eric Bollert from Media Matters for America. Their website, of course, is mediamatters.org. And we've been following this for a while now. Chris Matthews at MSNBC, and I watch his show almost every night. He has had a whole definable track record of sexist and other inappropriate remarks, particularly directed at Senator Clinton. And David Schuster appears to be trying to keep up with the big boys who make much more than he does. And on television last week, it was a live shot, and he made a comment that doesn't it seem like Chelsea is sort of being pimped out in some weird sort of way by Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign? And this prompted NBC to immediately issue an apology and suspend David Schuster. What is his status, Eric? Is he still under suspension?
Yeah, there's been nothing public about how long. The assumption is it might be one or 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And is Media Matters satisfied with this apology and suspension?
Well, I think it's good that they took a formal step. it's amazing if you some of the emails that were published, the one of the press person in the Clinton camp immediately contacted Schuster after the program, and Schuster and the press person had this back and forth where Schuster was being very snide and suggesting the comment was not out of bounds, and that if the Clinton campaign was going to use Chelsea Clinton and not allow reporters to interview her, then his comment was not out of bounds, and he was going to refuse to apologize. It was only after the grown-ups at NBC took over the next day that he apologized twice and was suspended. But the larger problem is there's a huge problem at MSNBC. It's like this locker room.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, as I think Salon described it during the impeachment years, it was sort of the clubhouse for Clinton haters. And it has been rampant this year. Chris Matthews obviously had to apologize for his wildly sexist comments about Hillary Clinton. After he apologized, David Schuster and others rallied around Chris Matthews, saying, you know, his comment was taken out of context and it's so not fair. It's really become unpleasant, and I think it's almost all of it is based on a gender bias the fact that David Schuster, I mean, they must talk like that off camera at MSNBC. They must talk like that in the green room and emails amongst each other.
Well, I don't know
what sane person that phrase would pop into your head, and then you would think you should say it on national television.
Well, and Schuster is one of those people who over enunciates his verbiage.
Right.
And you get the impression
he thinks more than Chris Matthews.
Right, that he has thought about every one of those words that is about to escape from his clenched teeth.
Yeah, I think so. I would not be shocked if you heard that around MSNBC that day. I don't know if it was an original idea of his,
mm-hmm.
but at some point his brain said, "Let's use this phrase," which is just like. I think the Clinton campaign was right when they said it was beneath contempt, and the Obama camp would have been right, or the McCain camp, for that instance, any candidate.
Well, Eric?
Wait.
I do think that it's tasteless, all right?
Yeah.
And I think that there is an underlying question there about how Chelsea is being used in this campaign, because she shows up for photo ops, but she won't even answer questions from 10-year-olds, who are student reporters. And so I think there's a fair issue about how she is being utilized in or by the campaign.
Right.
I'm not suggesting that his comment was appropriate, but the word pimp is, you know, much more in common usage than it was even 5 or 10 years ago. The hip-hop nation has kind of changed the lexicon in that way.
Not enough. Not enough so that's anywhere near, I think, within decent boundaries.
All right, but Petraeus was described as pimping for the administration when he delivered the rosy report about Iraq in September. And
right,
so, pardon me?
Who portrayed him that way?
I'm trying to remember, but I can't summon it at the moment.
I mean, I can't imagine it was someone on a network or cable payroll. It might have been an opinion person who wrote that or something.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you're talking about candidate children, and yes, she's 27. But candidates' families it's just wildly offensive.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Well, I'm out of time.
Maybe in 5 more years it'll be within the lexicon, but right now I don't
well,
think
I also
it.
I also think there's a matter that we'll maybe evaluate in 6 to 8 weeks as to whether the Clinton campaign overreacted on this and is then seen as trying to manage the media to an excessive degree. So we'll have to see how that plays out. Thank you, Eric. Great to talk with you. Eric Bollard from MediaMatters.org. Coming up next, constitutional lawyer Marjorie Cohn on the Senate's cave-in on the FISA law, and maybe we'll talk about the tribunals at Gitmo, too.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by CSX, How Tomorrow Moves. I'm Charles Osgood. American interrogation techniques, including waterboarding, have been the subject of growing debate and could play a role in the military trial of the 6 men charged in the terrorist attacks of 9/11. And that issue could find its way to the Supreme Court. Speaking of which, on a BBC program called Law in Action, broadcast yesterday, a member of that court asked,
is it obvious that what can't be done for punishment can't be done to exact information that is crucial to the society? I think it's not at all an easy question, to tell you the truth.
More of what Justice Antonin Scalia said after this for CSX. Lately, there have been a lot of new proposals to help our environment, but there is something that may have been overlooked. CSX freight trains. Trains are the most fuel-efficient way to transport goods by land. They can move one ton of freight 423 miles on a single gallon of fuel, reducing harmful emissions and improving our air quality. Go to CSX.com to learn more about their commitment to protecting the environment. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Seasons come and go, but my allergies are here to stay. That's why I'm Claritin Clear. Claritin relieves outdoor allergies and indoor allergies too, whether it's dust, mold, or even my dog Rex. Claritin clears the way, relieving my worst indoor allergy symptoms. Only non-drowsy Claritin is proven to make me alert and focused. 24-hour non-drowsy Claritin. Live Claritin Clear, indoors and out.
Use as directed. Only brand clinically tested. Pick up the new Claritin 45-pack at your local Target and start living Claritin Clear. Available at Target stores.
Some say torture is unconstitutional. Well, it's not that open and shut to Justice Scalia.
Is it really so easy to determine that smacking someone in the face to find out where he has hidden the bomb that is about to blow up Los Angeles is prohibited by the Constitution?
Specifically, the Eighth Amendment.
Because smacking someone in the face would violate the Eighth Amendment. In a prison context, you can't go around smacking people about.
Scalia thinks it is not an easy question, one way or the other.
But I certainly know you can't come in smugly and with great self-satisfaction and say, oh, it's torture and therefore it's no good. You would not apply that in some real-life situations. It may not be a ticking bomb in Los Angeles, but it may be, where is this group that we know is plotting some very painful action against the United States? Where are they? What are they currently planning?
People in some countries would disagree.
I don't look to their law. Why should they look to mine? I don't purport to be prescribing some universal moral law. I am interpreting the meaning of the text of my Constitution.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Jim's Restaurant in Seaside at 1584 Del Monte is locally owned and operated by the May family and features delicious, authentic, inexpensive Chinese food prepared to order every day. Make this the year you become personally acquainted with the May family and Jim's Restaurant at 1584 Del Monte in Seaside. Jim's specials are still $5.75 for lunch and $6.50 for dinner per person. Stop by 1584 Del Monte or call 394-5117. Don't forget, Jim's is tops for takeout and catering too. Call Jim's Restaurant in Seaside at 394-5117.
Every Sunday morning at 10, check out Rock Roller Real Estate, America's favorite real estate show. Learn about investing, 1031 exchanges, buying and selling homes, and where the hottest real estate markets are. Rock Roller Real Estate, every Sunday morning at 10. To be a guest, call 408-892-3376. That's 408-892-3376. For more information, stop by our website at rockrollerrealestate.com. Rock Roller Real Estate, Sunday mornings at 10, right here on KRXA 540.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show, infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
Hello, NSA, I just called you to say I love you.
I love you
because you really listen.
6 more years of domestic surveillance. 6 more years.
Now when I'm on the phone, will I never out there with your headphones.
Hello.
And you really listen.
Mark Marjorie Cohn returns to our program today, unpaid house counsel to the Peter B. Collins Show, professor of constitutional law in San Diego at the Thomas Jefferson School of Law, author of Cowboy Republic, Six Ways the Bush Gang Has Defied the Law, and president of the National Lawyers Guild in her spare time. Professor, welcome back to our program today.
My pleasure, Peter B.
We're very disappointed, as I'm sure you are, by the way that 18 Democrats in the Senate joined all of the Republicans present to jam through misguided legislation demanded by the White House that will legalize the lawbreaking of the Bush administration, legalize retroactively the illegal participation of telephone companies in the surveillance of Americans without a warrant, without any reference or review by the FISA courts. And we now have to hope that Democrats in the House have sufficient spine to demand that their version of the bill, which does not include immunity for the phone companies, is the one that prevails in conference.
You're correct. The Bush administration once again has succeeded in instilling fear in Congress, and it is going along with his program. I remember the outrage that many in Congress were expressing after the New York Times published revealed the illegal wiretapping that the Bush administration had been doing since 2001, and now it turns out that they were doing it long before 9/11, even though they used 9/11 as an excuse.
Right.
Wiretapping without a warrant and in violation of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act and the Fourth Amendment. And yet what this bill does that the Senate has just passed, and it has to be harmonized, as you said, with the House version, is to retroactively legalize Bush's illegal surveillance and to provide immunity to these telecommunications companies which turn over data on the websites that we visit, the emails we send and receive, the phone calls we make and receive. And they have, these telecommunications companies have been violating a number of laws by turning over this information, including the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, Title III, the Communications Act, the Stored Communications Act, as well as the First and Fourth Amendments to the Constitution.
Mm-hmm. And why would you argue, or why it's hard to defend the actions of the 18 Democrats who went along with this. Some of them have received contributions from telephone companies, their lobbyists, and their PACs. But we went through the list, and most of those who voted the wrong way on this bill are in safe seats with plenty of money. Let's take Jay Rockefeller as an example. I just cannot for the life of me understand why they believe that this lawbreaking should be regularized and papered over, and why they are so incurious that they don't want to permit lawsuits to go forward, which could expose the dimensions of this program. We really only know the general outlines, and we are led to suspect that it's much broader, much deeper than anything the administration has admitted to.
That's correct. And, Peter, today's New York Times says that Rockefeller has received $42,000 in contributions last year from AT&T and Verizon executives. And he was the one who was really pivotal in pushing this bill through, in pushing the immunity through. So I think that he had a real vested interest. Also, just before, the day before the Senate took up this issue last month for the first time, Dick Cheney addressed the Heritage Foundation, which is the most influential right-wing think tank, and he invoked the memory of 9/11 12 times and basically pressured Congress into passing this bill and giving immunity to the telephone companies. And then today on the website whitehouse.gov, the official White House website, Bush also is pressuring the Senate and the House. He said if these companies are subjected to lawsuits, that could cost them billions of dollars. And that dovetails with what our Attorney General Michael Mukasey said. He said the need for these companies to defend against litigation is an enormous burden. And, of course, defending these lawsuits has certainly cut into their enormous profits. It's no surprise that one of Bush's primary constituencies are the large corporations, and that's what's happening here. And this is a very, very sad day in our history, and I am hopeful that the House will not capitulate, because the bill that the House passed in November intentionally omitted immunity for the phone companies.
Yeah.
John Conyers is opposing immunity, and the White House turned over secret documents to him and other select members of Congress to try to convince them of the need for this immunity. And Conyers responded by saying these materials may raise more questions than they answer.
Mm-hmm. Now, Marjorie Cohn, as I look at this situation and our hope that the House will stop this, I still have to say that the advantage is Bush's. Because the latest move by the leaders in the House is to pass another extension, 21 days, of the bad legislation from last August called the Protect America Act. Caroline Fredrickson from the ACLU in Washington was on our show yesterday, and she pointed out that the best thing that the House Democrats could do is nothing. And to say we stand by our bill, and that is the only bill that we're going to pass on this issue, and if you don't like it, forget it. And we have this bizarre situation where Bush is threatening to veto an extension of the Protect America Act, which is equivalent to saying, if you don't give me what I want, I'm going to go hunting with Dick Cheney.
Well, it's not only that. If Bush is saying that making this so-called Protect America Act permanent, and keep in mind that it was on the eve of the Labor Day recess last year that Bush rammed through Congress this six-month Protect America Act, supposedly to fix a gap in the FISA law, because in 1978 when FISA was passed, they didn't anticipate that foreign communications would be run through internet providers in the United States. But
just a minor correction, Professor. It was the summer break in August, not quite Labor Day. It was
the pre-Labor Day, right?
Yeah.
It was in August,
yeah.
Precisely. But what's happened is so that Bush and Cheney were pressuring Congress to make this Protect America Act permanent and saying that our national security depends on it, and then he's saying, but if you don't include immunity for the telecommunications companies, I'm going to veto it. It's like saying, I want money for our troops, but if you set a timetable, I'm going to veto it. Instead of turning around and saying to Bush, look, you're the one that's not going to provide money for our troops because you're going to veto the bill, or look, you're the one who's not going to protect our national security because you're going to veto this bill unless it contains immunity, they just walk in lockstep. They capitulate. They knuckle under. It's very, very frustrating.
Well, and they continue to take the framing and language from the administration and respond to it instead of really setting their own agenda. And
exactly.
Again, by racing to now get an extension that the president threatens to veto, they're working on his terms. They're working out of his playbook. And
absolutely.
As Fredrickson said yesterday, the best thing that Nancy Pelosi could do is say, we will not even allow another bill or amendments to go to the floor. This is the bill. Take it or leave it.
Yes, that's true. I mean, Bush has said, he said in his website today that the time for debate is over. I will not accept any temporary extension. The House has had plenty of time. So, I mean, he's basically threatening them. And certainly Nancy Pelosi could keep these bills from getting to the floor. If it was a Republican sitting in her chair, you know that he or she would do that.
That's right.
And Christopher Dodd has threatened to filibuster. I don't know if that's going to happen or not.
He can no longer because the Senate has passed the legislation. He threatened the filibuster, and Harry Reid basically parliamentaried around him.
Yeah, no, you're right.
So it's sad. Let's take a call here. Laird is on the line from Eureka. Welcome, Laird. You're on the Peter B. Collins Show with Professor Marjorie Cohn.
Good afternoon, Peter. Good afternoon, Marjorie. I'm wondering if the situation becomes where there's no retroactive exceptions for the phone companies, could it be possible that any investigation turned up proof that the Bush administration had actually intercepted communications about 9/11.
Oh, about 9/11. We know that they were monitoring before 9/11.
Exactly my point.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, Laird, who's going to investigate? I mean, the one difference between the Republican-controlled Democrat-controlled Congress is that the Democrats are holding hearings. but they're not following through. When the Bush administration stonewalls, for example, over the U.S. attorney firing scandal, the House and Senate Judiciary Committees have issued contempt citations, but the full House and Senate have not followed through. So who's going to do the investigation? And then you have this destruction of these torture tapes, probably torture tapes, of interrogations by the CIA, which, by the way, might be able to be used by some of these defendants in the Guantanamo cases. The law requires the prosecutor turn over evidence to the defense. There's no accountability here. I mean, who's going to investigate? Michael Mukasey should, under the rules of the Department of Justice, appoint a special outside counsel to investigate many of these matters, including the U.S. attorney scandal, the torture tapes, and who destroyed them and why, and whether they did depict torture.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he said, no, I'm just going to appoint somebody in-house. I'm not going to go outside. So it's the fox guarding the hen house.
Casey also created what I think is a novel new legal theory or process where he said that we cannot investigate CIA officials, employees, or contractors who may have used waterboarding because they did so based on advice from the Justice Department.
Yes, totally circular reasoning. It's ridiculous. I mean, then he can insulate them. He can insulate people from lawbreaking by advising them to go ahead and break the law and then say we can't investigate them because we told them to break the law, but he wouldn't call it lawbreaking.
Right.
It's totally circular.
Marjorie Cohn, I wanted to ask you, too, about the tribunals that were being prepared for at Guantanamo Bay. At least six suspects are going to be subjected to these kangaroo courts over the next few months. Seems to be cleverly timed to provide a sideshow during the election campaign this fall. And by calling for the death penalty for individuals who are going to be tried under, you know, very limited rights, while Thomas Hartman, not the talk show host, but the guy who's running the tribunals, claims that, you know, they have just a broad range of rights. We know that the rules of evidence and the manner in which the defendants themselves can respond to accusations and evidence, they're going to be sharply curtailed. And so given that we have the admission that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was waterboarded, isn't that going to taint this effort to try, convict, and execute him all in time for November's elections?
I don't think that they're going to finish it up by November, but it's going to be hanging there, and they're going to be publicizing updates. It's timed to coincide with the election. But, I mean, it's important to look at what kinds of rights they really do or don't have under these so-called military commissions. It allows a trial to continue even if the defendant is not present. It allows the Secretary of Defense to appoint the judges, handpick the judges. It allows coerced evidence to come in if it was obtained before December of 2005. It allows hearsay evidence. It allows evidence without a warrant. And it denies the defendant full access to all the evidence against him. These really are kangaroo courts, and you'll recall that in the Hamdan case, the Supreme Court struck down Bush's original military commissions because they violated the Uniform Code of Military Justice and the Geneva Conventions. And I'm confident that the procedures in these new military commissions are going to be challenged, and we'll see if they're upheld. But meanwhile, the pressure to get these guys before these tribunals and convict them was so intense that the chief prosecutor quit last year,
mm-hmm.
because he said there was political interference.
Yeah.
The other thing that I caution people to do is to keep in mind that a basic tenet of our law and the law of civilized countries and the law, international law, is the presumption of innocence. And just because Bush said so, do we believe, just knee-jerk believe that all these guys have done what Bush said they did? I mean, if you look at the fact that it's just come out that the Bush administration, there are 935 documented lies that the Bush administration told in the 2 years after 9/11 to get us to go into Iraq. Lies about the weapons of mass destruction, mm-hmm. lies about Iraq and Al-Qaeda connections. And so I am looking at this through the eyes not just of a criminal defense attorney, but of somebody who really believes in the rule of law and believes in the presumption of innocence. Yeah. And we seem to have forgotten that and forgotten basic due process.
Marjorie, I got to run
into Bush's, Bush's rhetoric. That,
I'm sorry, I got to jump in and run to a break. Marjorie Cohn, always a pleasure to talk with you. Pick up her new book, Cowboy Republic: Six Ways the Bush Gang Has Defied the Law. Thank you, Professor.
My pleasure.
Straight ahead, we're going to talk with Matt Blazek from Democracy for America here on the Peter B. Collins Show.
KRXA 540, Progressive Talk for Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz.
Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
KRXA 540 AM is the home of Cal State University Monterey Bay Basketball. Hi, this is Rob Hunt, the voice of the CSUMB Otters, inviting you to join KRXA as we bring you the best of NCAA Division II basketball with the CSUMB Otters.
The Otters take to the road this week, looking to increase their 7-7 six-game winning streak. They're off to Humboldt State on Friday, then on to Sonoma State on Saturday. Airtime 7:30 on KRXA.
At Homescapes Carmel, it's important to us that we appeal to both the senses and the sensibilities of our customers. I'm Thompson Lang, and my brother Beau and I invite you to explore, touch, and discover all the unique items we have at Homescapes in downtown Carmel. For importers like us, nothing beats finding eclectic and worldly things in their native lands and then bringing them home to Carmel by the sea. Homescapes Carmel is on the corner of 7th and Dolores, and as soon as you walk through the doors, you'll share in the thrill of discovery. We have a wide range of furnishings and accessories that exemplify wabi-sabi, celebrating the beauty, functionality, and morality of living green. At Homescapes Carmel, we're dedicated to our customers, to our employees, and to our community. We look forward to working with you to make your home the perfect blend of comfort, beauty, and individuality. Please stop by Homescapes Carmel on 7th and Dolores. We are open 7 days a week from 10 to 6. You can call us at 831-624-6499 or check us out at homescapescarmel.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Dick, the host of the new show, curiously enough, called The Scott Dick Show, weekdays following The Peter B. Collins Show. Every evening from 6 to 8 p.m., we'll talk about local and regional issues, national and international politics, military and veterans affairs, and anything else that hasn't been lip-smacked to death already. So hang around after The Peter B. Collins Show and tune in to the gift you just can't return, The Scott Dick Show, weekdays 6 to 8 p.m., where I'll shoot from the lip and take no prisoners.
It's time for more on the Peter B. Collins Show, 7 minutes in front of the hour. Coming up next hour, Congressman Tim Ryan, one of the youngest members of the House of Representatives, a Democrat from Ohio, will be with us. He wants to talk about the stimulus package. I want to talk about the FISA bill. We'll see what happens. Perhaps we'll get to talk about both. Matt Blazek joins us now from Democracy for America. And this is the group working to get real progressives elected in this critical election year. Matt, thanks for checking in with us today.
No problem, Peter. Thanks for having me on.
Well, first of all, kudos to DFA and progressives in Maryland because Donna Edwards knocked off an incumbent in the primary yesterday.
That was exactly right, and that was a huge win for Donna and for progressives all across the country. Especially for an election with a huge turnout of new voters that hadn't voted in earlier elections. for Donna to be able to go out and pull out was a landslide victory. Bodes well, I think, for progressives across the country in this coming election.
Well, and I don't know the particulars of the man she defeated, but I have met Donna on a number of occasions, and I'm very impressed with her. And I think it's important for progressives to assert ourselves in the primary process here. California had a presidential-only primary. Our congressional primaries will come up in June. And we need to single out a few of the wayward conservative Democrats, including some blue dogs, and let them know that they cannot take us for granted.
Well, that's exactly right, Peter. Democracy for America has been working on that with part of our Primary Matters campaign. We're strong supporters of Mark Pera in Chicago, who unfortunately failed to unseat Dan Lipinski in the Chicago primary last Super Tuesday. Also big supporters of Don Edwards, and there'll be many more to come this primary season. Definitely many more Democrats that are not living up to the progressive ideals and the ideals of the Democratic Party, and we need to put them on notice.
Democracy for America is collaborating with my friend David Earnhardt, and tonight across the country there are more than 200 house parties where they're screening the film Uncounted. This is about the problems with our election process and what I believe were stolen elections in Ohio in 2004 and Florida in 2000. I think this is very exciting. And where can people go to find out if there's a house party near them, Matt?
Sure. Well, you can go to democracyforamerica.com, and you will see there's a great, really big button that says Uncounted, another DFA house party. Just click on that, and you'll be able to search for a movie that's going on by zip code.
Okay, great. And I encourage people to check that out. If you haven't seen it yet, we had screenings in Sacramento and in Oakland, and the DVD is available for purchase online at uncountedthemovie.com. But this is a great way to see it with like-minded individuals, and hey, it might spark some activism. And speaking of that, Matt, I got an email from you a couple of days ago about a special DFA training academy that is coming to the Bay Area. You'll be in the East Bay March 1st and 2nd. Tell us about this.
Sure. Well, that's my job here in Democracy for America. I'm the training director. And as many of your listeners may know, some may not, Democracy for America has had an active campaign training program going since it was founded in 2004. The reason that we really founded the training and wanted to make this a main, you know, major part of what we do was really just a legacy that was left by Howard Dean when he formed our organization. Before he left, before we helped get him elected to the chair of the Democratic National Committee, he was really, really adamant about having a training program that could go out, you know, to these states that didn't have that infrastructure built up that have been neglected for far too long. And it's part and parcel with, you know, his whole 50-state strategy that he's been very, very strongly advocating for from the Democratic National Committee chairman. What we do at our trainings is we basically gather hundreds of activists, campaign professionals, and candidates into, you know, one room for 18 hours of intensive campaign training for the weekend. We do sessions on field and voter contact, things like canvassing, phone banks, how to get people to vote early in the mail, how to know exactly how many votes it takes to win and figure out where you're going to get them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also deal with some of the other aspects that are really vital in running an effective campaign. So how to come up with a message that's really going to resonate and tell your story to the voters, how you're going to get that message out to you know, traditional and new forms of media, and also how you're going to be able to raise the funds that it's going to take to pay for it all.
Mm-hmm. And, Matt, who are the appropriate people to attend? The candidates, the paid staff, the volunteers? Who's this most appropriate for?
It's really appropriate for everyone. We have people of, you know, who just have volunteered just, you know, a few times in the past and are curious to learn more about kind of how campaigns are run from the inside. People like that can come, and you know, you really can get out of the training exactly what you want from it. Even if you're not really, really gung-ho and running for office yourself, you can still come and learn some really, really incredible things from some of the great trainers that we're going to be bringing in. People who just have decades of experience working in electoral politics.
All right, if you want to find out more, it's March 1st and 2nd in the East Bay of San Francisco, dfalink.com/East_Bay_training. That's dfalink.com, East_Bay_training. Matt Blysik, great to talk with you.
Thanks a lot, Peter.
Let's get some progressives elected.
Let's do it.
All right, thanks.
Have a good day.
We're talking with Veronique Raskin, founder of the Organic Wine Company. Veronique, you started the company more than 30 years ago, and was it partly because you were getting headaches from wine?
Absolutely. I'm an extremely chemically sensitive person. There were no wines, no conventionally grown wines that I could really drink and enjoy until I accidentally tasted my grandfather's wine and discovered to my extreme surprise that I could drink those wines without getting headaches. More and more people suffer the results of the accumulation of toxic substances in our environment, and our tolerance is getting really strained, and therefore it takes a very little amount of a toxic substance for them to start have an unpleasant experience.
Learn more about the Organic Wine Company on the web at ecowine.com. That's ecowine.com. To place an order or ask a question, call 888-ECO-WINE. Toll free, that's 1-888-ECO-WINE. Tell them Peter B. sent you.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
He said on Capitol Hill.
I injected him on numerous occasions with steroids and human growth hormone.
This man has never given me HGH or growth hormone or steroids of any kind.
The checks will soon be in the mail.
I'm pleased to be joined by leaders of both parties to enact an economic growth package on behalf of the American people.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Sitting just a few feet apart, baseball star Roger Clemens and his former trainer Brian McNamee spent several hours contradicting each other at a much-anticipated congressional hearing today. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports.
It was a bizarre hearing with detailed discussion of an MRI of Roger Clemens' buttocks and a deposition from his former nanny, but it ended the way it began, without knowing the truth. Clemens, one of baseball's greatest pitchers, was adamant from beginning to end he never took steroids or human growth hormone.
I've been accused of something I'm not guilty of.
By the man sitting at the same table, former trainer Brian McNamee, who said he injected Clemens more than 20 times.
I'm not proud of what I've done. And I'm not proud to testify against the man I once admired.
He said he also injected players Andy Pettitte and Chuck Knobloch. Their depositions back him up. Clemens and McNamee were subjected to very tough questioning. Maryland's Elijah Cummings talking to Clemens.
It's hard to believe you, sir. I hate to say that as you're one of my heroes, but it's hard to believe you.
But others emerged saying they didn't know who to believe. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Now this.
Attention, Kmart shoppers. Mr. Blue Light here with Greg. And what, sir, are you getting your girlfriend for Valentine's Day?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing?
Yeah, she said not to get her anything, so I'm not.
What she meant by that is that she wants you to surprise her with something from the heart.
This Valentine's Day, Kmart's Best of Blue has a beautiful half-carat diamond pendant for $99.99 that comes with a free box of Russell Stover chocolates.
Make this Valentine's Day sweet at Kmart.
Valid in Continental U.S. only. While supplies last, assortment may vary by store. No rain check. Sale ends 2/14/08. Diamond carat weights never more than 0.05 of stated weight.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from your oil change sticker.
I've been in the sun too long. I think I'm peeling.
No kidding. How come?
Hello? Maybe you're overdue for an oil change at the dealer.
Oh, right. How about that?
Well, you know what? I should have written out the date or mileage to remind you. Oh, wait. I did.
All right. Time to go to the dealer.
Good idea. And don't worry about me. I'll be fine on your windshield for the next 5,000 miles.
See? Everybody wins.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service. Come in. Keep going.
A ceremony at the White House today as President Bush signed the $168 billion economic stimulus bill into law. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller reports.
Flanked by congressional leaders of both parties, President Bush was quick to share the political credit with them for enacting the stimulus bill, sending government rebates to most, but not all, taxpayers.
These rebates will amount to as much as $600 for individuals and $1,200 for married couples, with additional rebates for families with children.
But don't wait by the mailbox just yet. The Treasury Department says the checks won't be in the mail until the beginning of May. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
And you won't get a check until you file a tax return, even if you don't have any taxable income. Out on the campaign trail, a crowd cheered Hillary Clinton in Robstown, Texas, part of a swing to rally Hispanic voters for the March 4th primary. Clinton's counting heavily on Texas and Ohio to pull ahead of Barack Obama. He was endorsed today by David Wilhelm, who managed Bill Clinton's successful run for the White House in 1992. Political analyst Larry Sabato says this Clinton campaign is in trouble.
It's going to be difficult for her to turn it around. It's wrong to say that it's over,
But as the old saying goes, the fat lady may be warming up.
Republican frontrunner John McCain was asked today if it's time for Mike Huckabee to get out.
I'd like for him to withdraw today. I mean, it would be much easier. But I respect and have repeatedly said I respect his right to continue in this race for just as long as he wants to.
Well, Huckabee says he wants to. The Senate Ethics Committee says Idaho Republican Larry Craig brought discredit on the Senate with his behavior after that men's room sex sting. In a letter, the panel says Craig's attempt to withdraw his guilty plea was an attempt to evade the legal consequences of his actions. Health insurance companies say they'll cooperate, but CBS News correspondent Cammy McCormick reports they've got some explaining to do.
People have been complaining about this for years.
Ask why you have to pay more out of your own pocket to visit a doctor not on a preferred practitioner's list.
And you get the runaround from the health insurance company.
New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo is investigating several large insurance companies for what he calls the dishonest practice of reimbursing you less for not using their doctors.
They only paid them back a fraction of what the consumers really deserve.
Cammy McCormick, CBS News, New York.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Why wait any longer for a great price on a digital camera? Get to Office Depot today for a wide selection of digital cameras from famous brands like Kodak, Panasonic, Nikon, HP, and Olympus during the digital camera blowout and get 20 to 30% off select models. Hurry in for the best selection. Plus, let Office Depot help you print great pictures at a great price with incredible deals on photo paper. Office Depot, taking care of business. Selection may vary by location. Available in-store only if offer expires February 16th.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from your tires.
Sir, I think I speak for the four of us when I say that we do not support your current errand.
Well, we're going to the tire store. You guys are tires.
Head to the dealership.
Well, at the tire store, you can see your buddies.
We don't associate with off-brands. Your dealer has name brands. Michelin, Continental, Goodyear.
Enough.
I don't think they carry that one.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service. Come in, keep going.
Live from San Francisco, the Peter B. Collins Show, the antidote to right-wing talk radio. He's thoughtful, well-informed, and brings you views and voices you don't hear in the corporate media. Here's another slice of Peter B.'s America.
Welcome to another hour of the Peter B. Collins Show. It's 6 minutes into it. A little bit later, Larissa Alexandrovna will join us from rawstory.com. She's going to update us on the plight of Democratic former governor of Alabama, Don Siegelman. And we're going to give you an opportunity to send him a card. His birthday is coming up. He's a man who's behind bars, and it looks like the U.S. attorney, who was a friend of Karl Rove's, may have stepped out of bounds in the efforts to try and convict Don Siegelman. We'll talk about that. Also, some updates on the assassination of Benazir Bhutto that Larissa has been following. But first, this half hour, we are joined by Congressman Tim Ryan, a Democrat from Ohio. He represents the area near Youngstown, Niles, that zone. And he's got the seat that used to be held by Jim Traficant. Is that right, Congressman Ryan?
Oh, well, we don't like to admit it, but yes, I'd rather tell you that the Bartlow family is from Youngstown, and the glory years of the 49ers were due to some moves made by Youngstown ownership, and we try to leave it at that.
Well, I certainly understand, but you worked for Mr. Traficant, and then you ended up winning his seat after he went to prison. And I had a bizarre encounter with J.J. Cafaro a few years ago, the guy who paid too much for the congressman's boat. So,
well, I think the fact that he paid cash had something to do with it, not so much what he paid.
And also, I grew up downriver in Cincinnati, so
very good.
When you flushed, our water supply increased.
I always wondered what happened to people in Cincinnati, and now I know.
Yeah. Well, listen, I appreciate you taking the time to join us today. I want to talk with you about the stimulus package because I know you're focused on jobs, the economy, and the problems in Ohio and neighboring states like Michigan. But first, Congressman, I've got to get your take on the wrangling over the Senate's version of the Protect America Act, the FISA reform law, because I'm very disturbed that 18 Democrats joined all the Republicans in giving the president not only immunity for the officials who ordered this violation of the law, but the phone companies who went along with that. And I believe that the House version is far superior. Today there was debate on your floor about giving a 21-day extension to the Protect America Act so that the conference can go forward and resolve the differences. And bizarrely, the president is threatening to veto that extension. Do we have a mad despot in the White House? And do we have a Senate that is way out of touch with the American people?
I think, I think in some ways that this president will grab as much power as he possibly can get his hands on, with no regard for the Constitution of the United States, no regard for personal privacy, and this, the war drum that's been beaten since 9/11, the president and Vice President Cheney and all the minions that have been in and out of his administration, have had, basically carte blanche to get away with some of these things. And I think you're exactly right. I think, to say that you're going to be able to, without any oversight or, getting the okay from the FISA court to go and tap the phones of American citizens in 2008 is so beyond what we expect the behavior to be of the president of the United States. The president should be the one saying no. The president should be the one saying this is not the kind of America that we want to live in. And so I think you're right, and there's a handful of senators who continue to empower him, as there are a handful of Republicans in the House of Representatives who continue to empower the president.
And, Congressman, I've been talking with some legal people who know much more than I do about these issues, and the belief is that the best thing that Speaker Pelosi could do is stand her ground and say the bill that we passed in November is the bill. Take it or leave it, Mr. President. We are not going to dance to your tune and try to give you the immunity that you're asking for.
Well, I think Nancy is as firm as she could possibly be, and the Speaker has been quite firm on this, and I think, we know her politics, we know her philosophy on governing, and we know where she stands. But between Speaker Pelosi and the President of the United States, unfortunately, is the United States Senate. And you never know what tack they're going to take on situations like this, and we have to, you got to compromise to get things done. But I agree with you. I think we need to take a firm position on this. This is something that I think if we make the case to the American people, it will be well received. I think the American people will appreciate the fact that we stand up on this issue. And I'm confident that at the end of the day, that we're going to be able to do that. And, it'll be interesting to see how the politics of it play out. But I think we have the arguments because, the American people are frightened right now of what this president may do with any additional power.
Well, sir, and I'm just getting an update here from Reuters that the final action was to reject this temporary extension that Bush had threatened to veto. So we're back to square one, which is that the bad law that was jammed through right before the summer recess in August of 2007 remains in, it does go into suspension because it expired technically when the current extension expires. So then we revert to the existing FISA law, which still permits the administration to conduct this kind of surveillance and even wait 72 hours to get a warrant from the FISA court to initiate such a wiretap or intercept. Am I correct? Oh, the cell phone is breaking up there, Congressman. We're talking with Tim Ryan, a Democrat from Ohio, and let's see if it's gotten any better. Is that clearer, Congressman? Not getting better. Yeah.
Can you hear you there?
Okay, now that's gotten a little bit better. Congressman, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. So my question to you that got a little garbled was, in essence, the old FISA law is now in effect until there is a reconciliation between the House and Senate bills. Is that right?
Well, how was that?
Oh, boy. Congressman, we're going to drop the call and see if we can call you right back and maybe get a better connection through the cellular networks. And maybe, of course, since what we're talking about is sensitive national security material, perhaps the routing through the National Security Agency's monitoring points may have contributed to the signal. No, it's just a cell phone crapping out. That kind of thing happens all the time. If you want to check in with a comment on this, I've got lines available at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. And be happy to hear from you on this issue. The congressman's going to be with us for about five more minutes when we get him back. And then we are open for the rest of this half hour, so we can take a couple of calls in there. And I think we have the congressman back right now, so here we go. Congressman, let's see if that's a little better.
Yeah, we're doing. I was kind of driving over a hill there, and I don't know if, you know, they understood what we were talking about, and they didn't want us chatting about it, maybe.
Well, I raised that same question in jest, that maybe Benny, my minder over at the NSA, decided, oh, let's turn up the garble on this.
We can't have this conversation happening.
So, Congressman Ryan, what I was posing there is, since it appears that the current extension of the Protect America Act will expire, then we revert to the underlying FISA law, which still permits the administration to monitor communications under the FISA law with a warrant from the FISA court.
Exactly.
So the president's claim that, you know, we're putting Americans at risk and that this really takes away important tools for those who are fighting terrorism, that would be a crock of bull, right?
Yeah, we call it something different in Youngstown, but yeah, that articulates it pretty well. And, you know, the bottom line is this. The FISA court was set up to allow the president to put a wiretap on if he feels there's a national security issue. The key is, within 72 hours, you've got to go back to the FISA court to get approved. So, you know, this is retroactive. So the argument that the president and his administration have tried to make is that, what if something's imminent and something's going to happen? The liberals are saying that you can't protect America. You know, the liberals are with the terrorists. Well, the president has the capacity and is empowered through statute to be able to put the wiretap on. But in order for him to make it legal, he then needs to go back to the court to get it okayed. And, you know, you can look at the history of the FISA court. They rarely, rarely ever deny that from happening, the president from putting on or the administration from putting on a wiretap. So it's a bunch of bunk. And the president uses it as another scare tactic in his arsenal to try to scare the American people. But what we got to realize is, what happens when the president does what he has been doing, and that's ignore the FISA court? Now you have the executive branch run amok.
Yeah. We're talking with Democrat Tim Ryan, congressman from Ohio, here on the Peter B. Collins Show. Let me turn to the stimulus package. That's what I had promised to talk with you about today. And I'll just put it in simple terms. I'm not opposed to the stimulus package, but as Robert Reich pointed out in a great op-ed in today's New York Times, there are underlying fundamental economic problems in this country that we need to deal with before this kind of a Band-Aid can really have much impact. And the weakness of the dollar, the deficits that we're running, the borrowing that we have incurred from the Chinese and other people who are financing our trade deficits, these are the critical issues that we need to focus on. Now, that said, the bipartisanship that we've seen is encouraging, and the speed with which these checks are being rushed to Americans, that's generally a good thing. But on balance, would you agree, Congressman, that we also need to address these long simmering underlying economic issues?
I agree 100% with you. I don't think there's anybody that would somehow, you know, try to say that, you know, we passed the stimulus package and all's going to be well in America. I mean, we need to bounce. And the issues that you just outlined are the issues that, you know, Speaker Pelosi and our Democratic caucus and Harry Reid in the Senate, we've been talking about this for, you know, 5, 6, 7 years now. The ballooning debt that we have in the United States, the annual deficits that we're creating, the runaway spending with the war in Iraq, you know, all of these things, the trade deficit that we have, you know, the mortgage crisis, all of these are the realist structural issues that need to be addressed in the country. So no one's saying that this is going to be, you know, the be-all and end-all of, you know, economic development in the United States of America. But what it is going to do is it's going to help. It's going to stimulate. It's going to give 130 million families $600 an individual or $1,200, you know, for a couple. It's going to give for working families, those people who didn't make that much money to be able to put some money in their hands for them to spend, and then our seniors, 20 million additional seniors and 250 disabled vets. I don't think anyone would say that's a bad thing to do. What we're trying to do here is prevent a recession. And, you know, if we can do that, those other problems become easier to fix. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this is short term. It is a Band-Aid. There's no question about it. But it may make the situation in the next few weeks and few months easier to deal with because we've done this, if we can prevent us from going into a recession. I think that's basically why you have watched everyone come together on this so quickly.
And Congressman, a final question about those whose mortgages are ratcheting up and who are facing foreclosure. The Bush administration has responded with happy talk and press releases. Secretary Paulson was at it again yesterday. But I don't believe that they are really working in a fundamental way to help people who, you know, play by the rules and honestly bought their homes stay in those homes.
No, they're you know, they want to do the put the lipstick on the pig, you know, and that's basically what we've gotten is the rhetoric. But as far as a comprehensive way to make sure these people can stay in their house, make sure they can get their loans back at a reasonable rate, maybe even the rate, you know, hopefully the rate they signed up for, so that they can stay in their homes. I think those are kind of the, again, structural issues that need to be dealt with. But the administration's clearly not serious. They haven't put a bold plan forward. They've put basically press conferences forward, which is how they've been governing for the last, you know, 7 years. They governed by press conference, and they've had a Rose Garden strategy for 7 years with no real substance to try to address some of these problems. So, and, you know, we got our hands full.
And, Congressman, you know, can we get some House investigations into predatory lending practices?
You know what? If I had to guess, I would say that our oversight committee and Barney Frank is, you know, that's in the works, I would say.
All right. I'd love to see that. Thanks for your time today. Pleasure to talk with you. Tim Ryan, Democrat from Ohio near Youngstown. Thank you, sir.
You got it. Go 49ers.
All right. Thanks. More in a moment here on the Peter B. Collins Show.
You're listening to the new KRXA 540.
Hi, this is Paul.
And Cynthia.
Of the Pilgrim's Way Community Bookstore and Secret Garden. And we'd like to thank you for supporting this locally owned and operated Carmel business for nearly 40 years.
Nestled in Carmel by the Sea, the Pilgrim's Way Community Bookstore and Secret Garden occupy a beautiful space on Dolores between 5th and 6th, showcasing an array of books on local interest, new releases, bestsellers, novels, children's, metaphysical, and much more. Plus, you'll enjoy taking a good look at our music, healing tools, cards, statuary, fountains, and more.
Proud to be a part of the Carmel business community, we invite you to see us soon.
Pilgrim's Way offers one-on-one intuitive counseling in the bookstore. You may call ahead for an appointment or just walk in. Whether you're a local resident or a visitor to our beautiful peninsula, we have something for everyone.
The Pilgrim's Way Community Bookstore and Secret Garden, between 5th and 6th on Dolores.
Discover an imaginative adventure. Pick up a good read at the Pilgrim's Way, Carmel.
Hi there, KRXA listeners. This is Hal on behalf of the Central Avenue Bakery. Tina and her staff want to thank all of you for becoming regulars at the Central Avenue Bakery at 173 Central Avenue in beautiful Pacific Grove. February is a special month at the Central Avenue Bakery as they celebrate Valentine's Day with an Italian buffet and a free glass of wine with every dinner. Space is limited, so make your reservations for Valentine's Day now. Then, at the end of February, Central Avenue Bakery celebrates its third anniversary with live music, free food, and prizes. Enjoy organic foods, pastries, and coffee. They also have a gluten-free menu and many organic gluten-free pastries. Stop by one of my favorite restaurants, the Central Avenue Bakery in Pacific Grove, today.
Doesn't it seem that the service is lacking at most service stations? Well, not at the Karma Shell at Rio Road and the Valero at Mid-Karma Valley Shopping Center. We take care of our customers. Karma Shell is happy to pump your gas and check under your hood at your request for no extra charge. At Mid-Karma Valley Valero, we offer expert car repair at reasonable rates with a fast turnaround. We do tune-ups, brakes, safety checks, and a 26-point inspection with an oil change. We specialize in Lexus and Toyota. Our mechanic is ASE certified. Call us at 624-0722. That's 624-0722. Carmel Shell at Rio Road and Mid-Carmel Valley Valero, putting the service back in service stations.
Good afternoon. Checking traffic on KRXA. We do have a new accident to tell you about. It's in Santa Cruz, southbound Highway 1 at Morrissey Boulevard. Two cars, it looks like they're being cleared out of the lanes by CHP. Possible heavy traffic there. In Gilroy, southbound 101 after 152, it looks like a broken down car blocking one of the lanes. At this point, we don't know which lane is affected. CHP is on the way. Heads up on Highway 17, southbound after Highway 9, a big piece of metal. That's in the left-hand lane. Highway 68, currently checking, installing accident-free. Highway 1 as you go through Monterey County. No problems to tell you about right now. Northbound 9 between Middle Road and Western Avenue, Ben Lomond Road construction, that's got the left lane shut down until the end of this month. That may cause delays there. This report brought to you by Carfax. A flood-damaged car is like a ticking time bomb. Nearly half of these flooded cars get fixed up and resold. Do you want to avoid them? Ask your dealer for a free Carfax vehicle history report or go to Carfax.com. I'm Nate Nix, and that's traffic on KRXA.
It's the Peter B. Collins Show for listeners on Green 960 in San Francisco. We're helping you stay up all night. Interesting to talk to Congressman Tim Ryan of Ohio. He's one of the youngest members of Congress, elected at the age of 29. He's in his mid-30s now. And this word just came in. The Senate, by a narrow margin, voted to ban waterboarding, a form of torture, today. The vote was 51 to 45. We'll get more details and find out the breakdown on the vote and get that to you in the next hour or so as we head into the free speech zone to take your phone calls. And speaking of which, we've got some callers on the line right now. And let me scroll up here to see who this is. It's Cheryl in Sacramento. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Peter. I'm glad to speak with you again. I did speak to you on Monday when you announced what's going on with the loss of progressive talk radio here in Sacramento.
Well, we're getting tremendous response, and it's not over yet. I think we might be able to pull it out.
I'm glad to hear it. I'm definitely going to be speaking to my people, merchants, who I frequent.
Well, please, we're currently targeting Raley's, the supermarket chain, Raley's in Bel Air.
Great.
If you shop there, next time you're in there, talk to a manager or pull a head clerk aside, fill out one of those customer comment forms, let them know you'd like them to support KSAC.
I will do that, but I would like to also make an additional comment that I was hoping to make to the congressman.
Mm-hmm.
I, as well as many others, I'm sure, I'm very disturbed by what the Bush administration gets away with, for me, Valerie Plame, the waterboarding, it goes on and on and on, but I don't understand why the Democrats removed impeachment from the table, because I feel that without that on the table, Bush has nothing to fear, and they just go on and on. So I was really hoping to ask that question of the congressman.
Yeah, I'm sorry I wasn't able to squeeze in phone calls because we lost his cell phone there in the middle, and I just wanted to cover as much with him as I could. But your question is right on target, and it's one we've been asking here for a long time. I do believe that they've run the clock now, and that while an impeachment investigation might yield some interesting information, and I'm not opposed to that, I do think that they've run the clock out. And politically, it would seem a reach to try to launch it at this point.
I agree, unfortunately. I think that they missed the mark, though.
Yeah, very much. Well, thank you, Cheryl. Great to talk with you.
Can I ask you one other thing?
Let me sneak William in, because he's been holding for a while, too.
I'm sorry, okay?
That's okay. William and Clover, you got 45 seconds. Go ahead, sir.
Yes. I want to, first of all, say that I am a Republican within our representative constitutional republic. And
okay, that's fine, William, but you got to talk right into that phone. You're really low.
Okay, well, that's because this pay telephone is probably broken.
Oh, okay.
At any rate, I'm calling about immigration, and even though we have a United Nations and a State Department and Congress that go back historically, I want to know why it is that immigration is not being enforced, not only in San Francisco and in the Bay Area, mm-hmm. but in the United States. Why?
Okay, William, I hear your question, but the phone call is so lousy. I'm sorry, your payphone is not working very well today, so upgrade if you can. But I hear your comment, and we'll just let it linger there. Why are not the immigration laws being enforced? Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that employers benefit from exploiting low-wage, undocumented workers. I think it starts there, but probably doesn't end there. Thanks for your call, William. More coming up here on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
He's getting out the brooms. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Barack Obama sweeps another set of primaries, which means that it's probably going to be up to Texas to deliver the bad news to Hillary Clinton. Obama has the thing that trumps even that ever-changing delegate count. He has momentum. And momentum just sounds different. Here's Obama talking about the Iraq war.
John McCain won't be able to say that I ever supported this war in Iraq because I opposed it from the start.
Here is John McCain talking about the Iraq war.
My friends, we are the makers of history, not its victims.
Both good applause lines. Did you hear the difference? One is delivered in a compact hall with a few thousand people, and the other in a cavernous arena with over 17,000 people, some tearing up with joy, who don't want to shake the man's hand so much as touch the hem of his garment. That's what momentum does. Obama doesn't have to deliberately book a smaller room to make the crowd look bigger. And so it's left to his opponent to try to convince people that the Wizard of Oz is just a hologram.
To encourage a country with only rhetoric rather than sound and proven ideas, the trust and the strength and courage of free people is not a promise of hope. It's a platitude.
And yes, the crowd loves it, especially that guy who always whoops first. But it's not 17,000 people who would be swaying with lighters if they could. Now this.
Welcome to Chapman's Cheeses.
Yes, what do you recommend today?
Well, there's a special on forgotten expenses and disorganized sales figures. But I highly recommend the lingering invoicing. Very well aged.
Is running your business getting in the way of running your business? That's why millions of businesses rely on QuickBooks software to easily deal with routine chores, like tracking sales, organizing expenses, and creating invoices, so you can get back to what you do best.
This is a cheese shop, isn't it?
Yeah.
QuickBooks. Get back to business. Start today at QuickBooks.com.
This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
Beyond Wheat Artisan Bakery, right here in Monterey, brings you sugar-free and gluten-free muffins and cakes that are all natural, with organic ingredients and loaded with super grain nutrition. Find Beyond Wheat at Whole Foods Market in Monterey, Cornucopia Community Market in Carmel, Staff of Life in Santa Cruz, and New Leaf Markets in Santa Cruz and Capitola. Be sure to try Beyond Wheat for a truly special treat. Created to keep you happy and totally guilt-free. You'll be so glad you did.
Hi, I'm John.
And I'm John.
And we're from All Class Transportation, where we take you to your special event in style, comfort, and safety. All Class Transportation is a truly professional local luxury transportation company with over 25 years of combined managerial service, an efficient, proactive staff, trained, certified chauffeurs, and a fleet of well-maintained luxury vehicles. We are well-suited to meet and exceed your specific needs.
All Class Transportation specializes in personalized luxury transportation, including company parties, corporate events, weddings, quinceañeras, whatever your needs, call All Class Transportation at 831-582-9338. That's 582-9338. Want to know about our rates? At All Class Transportation, our service and rates are second to none, period. We are All Class Transportation, TCP 22978A. Call us at 831-582-9338. That's 582-9338.
Tomorrow Matters, the premier local radio program for matching the global problems of today with the solutions for a better tomorrow. Hosted by me, Deborah Lindsay, Monday to Friday, 2 to 3 p.m. I'll bring in the guests and you call in with your questions and ideas. And we'll collectively work to set the standards for a more sustainable future. And we're doing it five times a week. Join me, Deborah Lindsay, right here on KRXA 540 a.m. for Tomorrow Matters. Weekdays at 2, because for all of us, tomorrow really matters.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show. He's smart, funny, well-informed, opinionated, and mild-mannered, except when he's not. Welcome to Peter B.'s America.
It's always better when I turn the microphone on. We continue on the Peter B. Collins Show. It's 33 minutes after the hour. Next hour, wide open for your phone calls. We call it the Free Speech Zone. And returning to our show today, Larissa Alexandrovna. She's managing editor for investigations at rawstory.com. Welcome back to our program, Larissa.
It's been a while. Thanks for having me.
It is. What kind of heavy equipment is operating in the background there?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well,
I could try to go find another place to stand.
No, that's okay. It's better now. And, just the other day, right when I came on the air, they had a tree trimmer and chipper right outside my uninsulated windows here.
So, oh, well, there you go. It's sound effects. It makes for good radio.
Yeah, we get used to the noise factor. Hey, before I forget, I have to thank you because you're the person who introduced me to Sam Party DJ, and our listeners have no idea what that means, but it's a software program that I use to play all the music and stuff that we insert on the program.
Yeah,
and
it's a really great program. In fact, if I could afford it, I would have purchased it myself.
Really?
Yeah. No, in fact, that's what I used to use when I DJed. So, no, you're using a very good program.
Well, it works really well, and it's nifty, so I want to thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Let's update our listeners on the expose that you and your colleagues did at Raw Story relating to Don Siegelman, former Democratic governor of Alabama, now serving time on charges that are questionable.
At best.
Yes. And the linkage is that friends of Karl Rove, including William Pryor, who was the attorney general in Alabama, now he's got a lifetime appointment to a federal court. Bill Canary, who is a friend of Karl Rove's, who worked on campaigns with him dating back to 1994.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Canary's wife, who was a U.S. attorney, maybe still is. She still is in Alabama. And the story is a complicated one, but mm-hmm. you explained it very well, including the chart that I'm looking at right now that helps explain the relationships between these individuals. And basically what it points to is that the politicization of the U.S. attorneys
uh-huh.
and their responsiveness to Karl Rove at the White House is something that goes beyond what we know from the firing of David Iglesias in New Mexico and some of the others who came to
right.
light in the past year.
Right. What we know, and we're still working on this theory, so there's some things I still can't kind of talk about until we've written them, or rather publish them. But the scandal isn't really who was fired, although that is a scandal. The really big scandal is who was left in place,
mm-hmm.
Because they were loyal Bushies, and that clearly translates into something. And I think Alabama is the most obvious, the most overt expression of what a loyal Bushy is. Basically, the Justice Department is using the Bush administration is using the Justice Department as a political tool, and that's a very dangerous precedent. That's something you expect in the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got, and this isn't just Don Siegelman, who is now serving a 7-year sentence for, I don't want to get into the specifics because we'll end up here for 2 weeks. But,
yeah.
the trial was questionable. The judge's behavior is absolutely he needs to be removed from the bench. But, he was selected for the bench based on what we now know from a whistleblower. He was selected because they wanted him on the Siegelman trial, and therefore he was put on the bench, But it's not just Siegelman. There's other people being arrested, charged, in Florida, in Alabama, in Mississippi, in Texas, in Ohio. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. I mean, when we first started this series, we thought, okay, this is a very isolated case, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that the public doesn't seem to know that anybody who is a Democrat who either stands in the way of Karl Rove's master plan for a Republican majority, or in any way, like, for example, there's an attorney in Florida who was on the recount team for Al Gore, and all of a sudden now there's these fraudulent charges brought against them that the entire Florida bar is just outraged, you know, the entire Florida bar has come out to express their outrage over.
Mm-hmm.
So you see this across the country, but it's almost like the public isn't aware that the politically motivated and in most cases corrupt U.S. attorneys are targeting people based on their politics.
Well, Larissa, we have a case here in San Francisco that has raised my eyebrows, and I want to be very careful here and to be fair to the individuals, but I believe that there may have been some of this politicization. Kevin Ryan was the U.S. attorney. Most famously, he brought the steroids case against Barry Bonds and has succeeded in locking up Josh Wolf, a blogger and video guy.
Oh, right, and that's something to add to the belt of successes, you know.
Right, but Kevin Ryan was trying to hold on to his job. He was described by both Democrats and Republicans as incompetent, and so as he was clinging to his job, he conducted an investigation that led to a grand jury indictment of a liberal talk show host.
Right, I know who you're talking about.
A friend of mine named Bernie Ward.
Right.
And Bernie has been indicted on 3 counts of possession and trafficking in child pornography.
Right.
And he claims he was doing it to investigate a book and possible radio talk show topics. And I believe Bernie. And
correct me if I'm wrong, but the amount of time he spent he did it 3 times, and each time it was like a minute. So it would sort of bolster his claims. I mean, you know what I mean?
It wasn't quite a minute, but it was in a very brief window of a 3-week period. And
right.
He did not download any images to his computer. He did go into a chat room where he was interacting with people who had an interest in pedophilia. And it was in that chat room that somebody, turned him in. So at any rate, Bernie has acknowledged what he was doing. But
right.
the prosecution of him for this is political in nature. And I believe that Kevin Ryan, trying to hold on to his job, called Washington and said, hey, I can silence the loudest mouth lefty on the West Coast. What do you
right.
say?
And but, you know, I think that, and I don't know enough about this case, but certainly when you see this happening across the nation, then every single case becomes suspect.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it, at this point, it doesn't even matter because there's no faith in the system whatsoever. I mean, we're talking about a system that we have, you know, some issues with to begin with, but it's a fairly good system despite some of the issues.
I would agree.
Now we're talking about no faith. I don't care who's arrested. At this point, I don't believe anybody.
Mm-hmm.
There was just a woman, a Democratic senator from Alabama, a state senator, who was just arrested. She was literally, FBI agents came to her house, dragged her out of her shower, 68-year-old woman, because allegedly she took a bribe. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And the case is so thin, it's laughable. But there you have it. Once again, you've got the same U.S. attorneys, and they're going after a 68-year-old woman who was, you know, doing a lot of work with children, and she was being paid by a community service type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're claiming she didn't do any work. Therefore, it was a bribe. And therefore, they had to go and arrest her in her shower because she was, you know, a fugitive of some sort. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, it's amazing. Larissa Alexandrovna with us from RawStory.com. We're updating you on the case of Don Siegelman, former Democratic governor of Alabama, now serving a 7-year federal sentence. And by the way, Mark Crispin Miller has supplied me with a mailing address
mm-hmm.
for former Governor Siegelman.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think his birthday is coming up. But in any event, if you'd like to drop him a note and let him know that you're aware of his situation and offer him words of support, I bet he'd really appreciate it. It's mm-hmm. Don Siegelman. and a bunch of digits here. This is his federal prison number, 24775-001. I'll repeat that, 24775-001, and then FPC, Federal Penitentiary, I don't know, FPC, P.O. Box 5010. That's that line again is FPC, P.O. Box 5010, in Oakdale, Louisiana, zip code 71463. That's Oakdale, Louisiana, 71463. We'll put this information up on the website. Probably won't be there till tomorrow, but it'll be with the information about this segment of the program, and I would encourage you to send a note if you possibly can. Now, Larissa, one of the things that I have read recently is that former Governor Siegelman is unable to appeal his case.
That's true.
Because they have not been willing to provide him with the transcript of the trial that convicted him.
Correct. That's absolutely true. The corrupt judge, and this guy is so corrupt, it's ridiculous. And believe me when I tell you that even though I haven't written the story yet, I've now been sufficiently convinced of his corruption. Judge Fuller is his name. He was the corrupt district attorney. He's actually, this man is running a business as a sitting judge out of his office.
Really?
Yeah. And apparently nobody cares. It's like a known thing in Alabama and nobody cares. So anyway, we know from a whistleblower that this guy was selected by Karl Rove and Bill Canary, who was running Bob Riley's campaign, who was Siegelman's opponent, to go after Siegelman. And Bush, President Bush, put him into a judgeship, and sure enough, he got the case. During the trial, he apparently didn't care that there was jury tampering, and there was evidence of that. He didn't care that the evidence was laughable. He didn't care that the quid pro quo, you know, in a quid pro quo, you have to say, okay, someone was bribed, and this is what they did in exchange. And the prosecution failed to prove that. None of this mattered. In any case, he will not release the transcripts of the trial, which is astonishing considering that, you know, this was a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, Siegelman can't appeal. And so he continues to just be in legal purgatory of sorts. The other thing is that I should tell you this because I'm not sure how widely known this is. CBS News, or rather 60 Minutes, which is part of the CBS family, has been working on this story for about 7 months. And the White House has been trying to destroy this segment. They've tried to silence some of the witnesses. There's a lot of pressure coming down. And, you know, I'd like to ask your listeners to also contact CBS Corporate and demand that they not interfere with the 60-minute segment and let it air.
Mm-hmm.
But this show has been completed for quite some time now, and it has not aired. And so he has no access to the press. He has no access to the court transcripts, so he can't appeal. He is in another state, so his family has a hard time, and his attorneys have a hard time seeing him.
Well, and also they've been moving him around a lot.
Right, right. Yeah, the diesel tour.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, they've moved him around. They tell him, they tell his lawyers that he's in one place when he's actually in another. You know, we don't know what's happening in prison, but we know that we tried to get access to him. We were denied. CBS was denied access to him. He's being denied access to the press. Why? So they're hiding him so aggressively that it's becoming much more than just about what happened at this trial. Something else is going on here that is very disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, it's true. Just, you know, I went on and on. I apologize. But, yes, Judge Fuller is sitting on the transcript and won't release it.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to take a break and return with Larissa. You weren't rambling. You made a lot of sense there. Okay. Just want you to know that.
Well, I'm tired. I'm sorry.
47 minutes after the hour, more with Larissa Alexandrovna coming up next here on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Yeah. You're listening to the new KRXA 540.
checking traffic on KRXA in a new crash City Streets area to tell you about Opal Cliffs, 26th Avenue at Portola Drive. Three cars, they're all off to the side. Down at Soledad, Metz Road south of Highway 146, a pickup truck overturned a couple of times, landed in a ditch off to the right-hand shoulder. The good news, no injuries there. CHP is on the scene. Earlier accident, Santa Cruz has been cleared. It was southbound one at Morrissey Boulevard. Two cars moved off to surface streets. Traffic still a little heavy as you approach the scene. Southbound Highway 17 after Lark Avenue, a new crash vehicle spun out. It collided with the center divide. Look for some heavy traffic there in road construction in Ben Lomond, northbound 9 from Middle Road out to Western Avenue. Left lane shut down for what they're calling roadway rehabilitation. That goes on until the end of this month, so expect delays there. This report is brought to you by Carfax. Was that car you're buying wrecked in an accident on Highway 68? Half the cars salvaged in Salinas are rebuilt and resold. Ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report or go to Carfax.com. I'm Nate Nix, and that's traffic on KRXA.
Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand Avenue is your one stop on the Monterey Peninsula for fine wines, liquors, and beers at very reasonable prices. Let PG Liquors knowledgeable owner J.R. Medina and his son-in-law Chad help you choose the ideal Monterey regional or imported wine for any occasion, from an intimate dinner with that special someone to a formal affair with dozens or even hundreds of guests. If you're looking for distilled spirits, PG Liquors specializes in the finest blue agave tequilas, single malt and blended scotches, and top-shelf vodkas, including Northern California's own Hangar One. Beer lovers from Carmel to Marina, beat a path to PG Liquors, which boasts hundreds of handcrafted ales, lagers, stouts, porters, as well as all the big names. Make Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand, just above Lighthouse, the outlet for all of your beverage needs.
PG Liquors reminds you to always drink responsibly.
Hey, it's Sheila Gale here to tell you about Monta Vista Wine and Spirits on Soledad Drive in Monterey. It's family-owned for over 40 years. They have all the best wines. It's the real deal. With a high-end liquor selection, it's all there. And if you have a special request, they'll take care of it for you. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits is open every day 9 to 9. Call ahead. Your order will be waiting for you. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits, 19 Soledad Drive by Del Monte Center in Monterey. Reminds you to please drink responsibly.
You're listening to the greatest talk radio station on the planet, west of the Mississippi, along the Pacific coast, in California, below Davenport, above Lucia, and west of the Gavilan Mountains. KRXA 540. Think for yourself.
We continue on the Peter B. Collins Show, brought to you by the Organic Wine Company. You love organic fruits and vegetables. Why not wash it down with organic wine? 60 different wines, all imported from France, all grown organically. Visit their website at ecowine.com, E-C-O-W-I-N-E, ecowine.com, or call them at 888-ECO-WINE and let them know that you heard it on the Peter B. Collins Show. We continue with Larissa Alexandrovna from RawStory.com. And Larissa, I want to shift gears and talk a little bit about the assassination of Benazir Bhutto. You published a piece a couple of weeks ago about the investigation there. And Scotland Yard released some information last week, and it just seems to have made things more confusing. The Scotland Yard report indicated that it wasn't the sniper who killed her, but it was the suicide bomb that either the sniper detonated or someone very close to him. Now, I've taken a look at the grisly footage from that, and it's very clear to me that Benazir Bhutto absorbed at least two bullets before the explosive device was detonated.
Right, and I've actually done three articles on this, and I've talked to people at Scotland Yard about this, and you know, they've explained they're in a difficult position because their leadership committed them to something that's, you know, a really a position that it's a situation that they really can't kind of win at. It's a, you know, they have to sort of support Musharraf because that's all they have. That's all anybody has, or there's a total mayhem in that nation. So they can't exactly say that it was, for example, Pakistani intelligence related. The assassination. At the same time, they can't very well just go in there and look like total idiots. So they sort of took the middle ground and said, you know, we're going to go in and just determine what actually caused the death. So whether she fell as a result of a bullet is irrelevant because she ultimately died because she hit her head, kind of thing. But I agree with you. It's laughable, but it doesn't really confuse things, I don't think. It really just shows that Scotland Yard is just kind of saying what the Musharraf administration regime, rather, is saying.
I see.
You know, she was assassinated by a bullet, and once you count that evidence, that there was a sniper, you have to discount that this was al-Qaeda. And the fact that nobody in the U.S. or in Pakistan wants to look at the sniper evidence whatsoever, they're just focusing on the suicide bomber, you know, it's because they're trying to put this all into their narrative of, oh, this was a terrorist attack.
Right.
You know, but al-Qaeda doesn't use snipers. It's not their M.O. And everyone I've talked to doesn't believe this was an al-Qaeda operation. So,
and has al-Qaeda accepted any responsibility or claimed
responsibility
for it? I don't believe so.
No. And in fact, that the one person they're trying to blame it on is the tribal kind of the lord in that area. You know, he denied it publicly. And these aren't people, you know, these are people who they do something, they'll admit it. But again, the M.O., you have to remember that on that same day, it wasn't just Bhutto. The other candidate in the election, his campaign workers were being shot at, and four died that morning, also by snipers. That's not the MO of al-Qaeda. They don't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
So this coordinated attack using assassination techniques, followed by a cleanup job of suicide bombers at each location, and then you look at what happened with the evidence, how they hosed down the area where she was assassinated immediately,
right?
Where, you know, all the evidence suddenly disappeared. It's very obvious that there's a cover up, and that the only people who could have coordinated such an attack and who have assassinated their own people in the past is the Pakistani intelligence, the ISI. So.
Yeah.
I think you just need to see the Scotland Yard as a sort of a diplomatic report, not an accurate analysis of what happened.
Well, I understand that. Musharraf is looking for, you know, some sort of validation of his cockamamie position.
Right.
You know, he said, well, it was her fault because she stood up in the moonroof.
Right. Well, isn't it always the rapist who blames the victim?
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Now, Larissa, let me ask you about something that's been circulating on the Internet, and several callers have asked me about it. There is an interview with Benazir Bhutto conducted sometime in the past year where she says that Osama bin Laden is already dead.
I've heard that, too. Actually, Michael Adeen told me that a couple of years back. Who's to say he's not dead? I don't know. I can't say either way. I've asked, and there's people who believe he is dead, and there's people who believe he's alive. But I haven't seen anything conclusive either way. So, you know, he's just the ghost right now.
Yeah.
The myth, right?
But what was the context of that? Because Bhutto kind of said it in passing, and it struck me as odd that nobody in the American media has found this worth pursuing.
Well, I mean, no one in the American media has really been pursuing much of anything, so I'm not entirely surprised.
I don't know. Britney gets exceptional coverage.
Well, I mean, let's consider any number of stories. For example, why did no one look at what Valerie Plame was working on? Why did everyone focus on who leaked what to whom?
Mm-hmm.
Why did no one look at what really happened in Syria and just started reporting nonsense? Why did no? I mean, I could give you any number of stories. So I can't. I don't know why they're not reporting it. But then again, we don't know if she was just saying it flippantly, you know, kind of in passing, or if she actually had evidence of this. That's not something we know. And
yeah.
So, like I said, I mean, Michael Adeen has told me that, but I mean, how does he know? He doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have an answer. But I do think that regardless of whether he's dead or alive, the fact is that the myth is still being manipulated
right.
for political purposes, and that's far more dangerous than the actual person.
Well, and I agree. And as it relates to U.S.-Pakistani relations, it continues to be an issue, because if he's already dead, then our efforts to force Musharraf to flush him out from North Waziristan are meaningless. But
well,
they're theater.
But he's been able to recruit an army.
Right.
I mean, they have. They're still. Here's the problem. Pakistan really is the. If these guys were serious, if the Bush administration was ever serious about the war on terror, they would have gone into Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
It doesn't matter if Bin Laden is alive or dead. The fact is that that's the epicenter for training, for recruiting, for.
Larissa, I'm out of time. Thank you very much. We'll talk again soon. Larissa from RawStory.com.
We're talking with Veronique Raskin, founder of the Organic Wine Company, which offers more than 60 different wines made with certified organic grapes. Veronique, French wines are intimidating for some American consumers.
Mm-hmm.
How do you help break it down for us?
Don't be intimidated. What is there to be intimidated about? There's nothing too exotic about them. You either like them or you don't like them. You know, it's really simple. You either like Van Gogh or you don't. You either like the Beatles or you don't. You know, wines are really a form of a vibration in a bottle, just like poetry, just like music. And you know the style of music that you like. So maybe you're going to love French wines. And then go for it.
Learn more about the Organic Wine Company on the web at ecowine.com. That's ecowine.com. To place an order or ask a question, call 888-ECO-WINE toll-free. That's 1-888-ECO-WINE. Tell them Peter B. sent.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Confident accusations, vehement denials. Pitching great Roger Clemens played hardball with his accuser at a dramatic congressional hearing today. CBS News correspondent Bob Orr was there.
Nothing but the truth.
They swore to tell the truth and then spent the next 4 hours calling each other liars.
I am saying Brian McNamee's statements about me are wrong. Let me be clear. I have never taken steroids or HGH.
I told the truth about steroids and human growth hormone. I injected those drugs into the body of Roger Clemens at his direction.
McNamee found support, and Clemens caught heat from Democrats.
You understand that you're under oath, is that correct?
They repeatedly challenged Clemens' denials, citing sworn statements from Yankee pitcher Andy Pettitte that Clemens had privately confessed to using performance-enhancing drugs.
Pettitte's wife gave the House Oversight Committee a deposition, saying she recalls her husband telling her about his conversations with Clemens. The Senate Ethics Committee calls Senator Larry Craig a liar. In a letter to the Idaho Republican, the panel's six members, three from each party, tell Craig they believe he committed the offense to which he pled guilty after that men's room sexting at the Minneapolis airport. Craig pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct, but after the case became public, he tried to withdraw the plea. The committee also says Craig was wrong to flash his Senate business card at the arresting officer. It says he brought discredit on the Senate, but the panel took no further action. The economic stimulus plan is now law.
The bill I'm signing today is large enough to have an impact, amounting to more than $152 billion this year, or about 1% of GDP.
Congressional leaders joined President Bush at the White House signing ceremony. When the checks go out, starting in late spring, CBS News business reporter Alexis Christophorus says most single taxpayers will get $600, $1,200 for married couples, plus $300 for each child under 17.
The rebates, including the extra for kids, start to shrink when your adjusted gross income hits $75,000, $150,000 if you're married. The rebate is reduced by $50 for every $1,000 you earn above the income limit.
No one is eligible without filing a tax return. Evangelist Billy Graham is recovering from surgery today.
This was an elective procedure to help regulate fluid buildup in his brain.
Spokesman Larry Ross says Graham was bright and alert immediately after the half-hour procedure. He's 89. Defense Secretary Robert Gates has his right arm in a sling. The Pentagon says he slipped and fell on the ice outside his Washington home last night, fracturing his right shoulder. Gates was treated this morning at Bethesda Naval Medical Center, then went to work. A very good day in the market. The Dow Industrial's up 178 points to close at 12,552. The Nasdaq gained 53 points, finishing at 2,373. This is CBS News.
Hey, Mom, is this what you're looking for?
Tiger Balm, yes, perfect. Keeps your father off the IR.
IR?
Injured reserve. Tiger Balm keeps his muscles loose and pain-free.
So he can play basketball and run.
And do the yard work.
I don't think he knows about that.
Oh, he will.
Tiger Balm ointments, rubs, and patches give long-lasting relief to you or someone you care about. Got pain? Get Tiger Balm today. Available in stores everywhere. Tiger Balm works where it hurts.
Attention, Kmart shoppers. Mr. Blue Light here with Greg. And what, sir, are you getting your girlfriend for Valentine's Day?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing?
Yeah, she said not to get her anything, so I'm not.
What she meant by that is that she wants you to surprise her with something from the heart.
This Valentine's Day, Kmart's Best of Blue has a beautiful half-carat diamond pendant for $99.99 that comes with a free box of Russell Stover chocolates.
Make this Valentine's Day sweet at Kmart.
Valid in Continental U.S. only. While supplies last, assortment may vary by store. No rain check. Sale ends 2/14/08. Diamond carat weights never more than 0.05 low stated weight.
There's a complaint that when a woman is raped in North Carolina, the state adds insult to injury. CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula has the story.
Rape victim advocates call it an outrage. North Carolina state records show that the great majority of sexual assault victims have to pay for the test they undergo after an alleged attack, while some victims pay only the $50 insurance copay for an emergency room visit. Most others face hundreds of dollars in medical costs. The average cost of a rape kit exam is $1,600. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
At Ripon College in Wisconsin, members of the next freshman class will get an offer the school hopes they can't refuse. A free Trek A20 mountain bike, complete with lock and helmet, a $400 value for any student who promises not to bring a car on campus. The small liberal arts college says it's trying to be environmentally friendly and encourage physical fitness. It also hopes to avoid building another parking lot. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Attention, Kmart shoppers. Mr. Blue Light here with Greg. And what, sir, are you getting your girlfriend for Valentine's Day?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing?
Yeah, she said not to get her anything, so I'm not.
What she meant by that is that she wants you to surprise her with something from the heart.
This Valentine's Day, Kmart's Best of Blue has a beautiful half-carat diamond pendant for $99.99 that comes with a free box of Russell Stover chocolates.
Make this Valentine's Day sweet at Kmart.
Valid in Continental U.S. only. While supplies last, assortment may vary by store. No rain check. Sale ends 2/14/08. Diamond carat weights never more than 0.05 low stated weight.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from your oil change sticker.
I've been in the sun too long. I think I'm peeling.
No kidding. How come?
Hello? Maybe you're overdue for an oil change at the dealer.
Oh, right. How about that?
Well, you know what? I should have written out the date or mileage to remind you. Oh, wait. I did.
All right. Time to go to the dealer.
Good idea. And don't worry about me. I'll be fine on your windshield for the next 5,000 miles.
See? Everybody wins.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service. Come in. Keep going.
Live, unscripted, and unrehearsed, of course. It's the unpredictable Peter B. Collins Show, originating from the dangerous liberal enclave, San Francisco. Call in anytime toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and add your voice to Peter B.'s America.
Call in right now, toll-free at 888-5-PETER-B and lend your voice to the free speed zone. I've got lines available for you right now. 1-888-573-8372. We'll get right to your calls here in a moment. Just a couple of items on my mind right now. I want to encourage you to check out the house parties tonight being sponsored by Democracy for America, 200 across the nation. And if you log on to democracyforamerica.com and then click on the button where the film Uncounted is shown, it's a cover of the DVD box, just click on that and it will take you to a window where you can enter a zip code. So I entered a Sacramento zip code and came up with a house party that starts at 6 o'clock tonight, hosted by Rob and Dorothy Nabel. K-N-A-B-L-E. If you know them, call them up and say, hey, is there room for me at the house party? If you don't know them, log on to democracyforamerica.com, follow the links, and then that may be close to you, it may not. But I would encourage you to get out there, particularly if you didn't get to the Crest Theater in Sacramento in January or to the Grand Lake Theater in Oakland in January as well. It's a powerful movie, and to see it with like-minded individuals, I think, could be very useful. Well, today we talked about how Rush Limbaugh and the other right-wing talkers are working to split the Republican Party. Couldn't happen to nicer people. We also talked about the legal issues of the Senate's passage of the FISA reform. It's got a six-year expiration timeline on it, but lines have been drawn in the House of Representatives. They rejected a vote today to extend the current law, the Protect America Act, by 21 days. And so the situation is in an interesting stalemate, and we need to continue to let Democrats in the House know that we believe it's very important for them to stand firm on this critical issue. No amnesty for the administration. No amnesty for the phone companies. And finally, I just wanted to mention we ran out of time talking with Larissa Alexandrovna, and I had raised the question that many listeners have asked me about that videotape interview that's available on the web of Benazir Bhutto stating that she believes Osama bin Laden is dead. And she's believed that for some time. The video was taped sometime in 2007. And I think it's a very interesting question to ponder, because if our biggest boogeyman is gone, does it deflate all of the bogus reasons that Bush has floated for the so-called war on terror, the invasion and occupation of Iraq? And just how important is the icon, the image, the figure of Osama bin Laden to the Bushies? I would submit that it is extremely important to them, and if he is dead, they would have good reason to try to keep us from discovering that. 888-5-PETER-B. All the lines are taken right now. William has dialed back on a better payphone. Hello, William.
Yeah, hi, Peter.
Much better.
I am a Republican in a constitutional republic of the United States of America.
Uh-huh.
I'm calling concerning immigration. Now, I know we have a State Department as well as the Congress and the executive branch and the judiciary. We also have United Nations. However, I have been observing and have personally been, including in your Bay Area, have been personally affected in very negative ways by the illegal. Now, this is something, of course, immigration, customs, and enforcement has to sort out constitutionally, but I have been personally affected by the illegal elements within the San Francisco, California, San Rafael, Marin County, those particular areas, as well as further south.
Okay. And what is the nature of this injury that you've received?
Well, I have been bumped, whether it be on the public transit. I have had seating that I'm entitled to, being that I'm also, besides being a citizen, I am also ADA disabled with orthopedic difficulties, not cycle babble, and mm-hmm. I have had them just absolutely crowd the buses, whether it be your local transit there or the other intra-district transits buses. And this is something, in addition to their taking up jobs. Now, I may not be working at all of those jobs that those elements are working at who are hired by their employers. However, mm-hmm. I have a good idea of what is taking place. And the reason that I have said given some good idea of who I am is because what is being projected in the Bay Area and perhaps even nationally is that Republicans bad, blah, 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 and that is not true. You also have elements of terrorism which don't necessarily have to carry bombs. They don't have to carry explosive devices. They can harass and annoy in other ways and are very divisive. And I know that our founding fathers, our forebears that wrote the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, and Monroe Doctrine warned of these things. So these are not all new, and they do need to be addressed. those that are coming here that are not here lawfully, they need to petition their modern governments that have banking systems, that have legislatures, that have their own Department of Interiors. They're all modernized now, whether it be down in Mesa, Latin, South America, or whether it be overseas. They need to do this civilly. And they need to petition their governments rather than thinking that they're just going to march in here, take over motels, hotels, property, and get the governing authorities on their side and get
the legislatures on their side to
walk over other people.
William, I hear your complaints.
Okay.
What do you propose be done about it?
Well, we do have a Congress, and that Congress right now, they are absolutely, in fact, I called my congressman the other day. They didn't want to hear from me. They didn't want to hear any more of what I had to say, and I've written my congressman plenty. We need a constitutional convention. That's what the United States really needs. We haven't had one for centuries, and I think it's time that the citizens of the United States et al. Have their congressmen by district, but through each district, through the courts, finally put an end to the divisiveness and get United States citizens a part of where they are, avocationally through our universities, through our vo-tech schools, and get citizens back on track. And that includes agriculture. I studied.
Okay, William.
Yeah.
William, you're all over the map here.
Okay,
tell me what you want Congress to do.
I want Congress to enforce, as Harry S. Truman would have done, the Aliens and Seditions Act.
All right, that's not their job. The enforcement is in the purview of ICE, as you referred to, the Immigrations and Customs Enforcement Division of Homeland Security.
Yes, and revive what was Ellis Island. Get Ellis Island going again, why it was ever shut down in the 1950s. They never consulted with the governed, our legislatures and our Congress.
And what would that do? What do you want to do at Ellis Island?
Well, I want to reopen it. I want to see it reopened.
Okay, but what do you want to do there? It was a transit point where immigrants were held as their visas and other information was processed.
Absolutely. This will ensure not only our liberties, but also the securities, as Benjamin Franklin talked about, to resecure our liberties.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, William, thank you for calling today. I understand your point, and I appreciate your diligence in getting through to the program. Up next, Peter V. in Salinas. Welcome, Peter.
Good afternoon, Mr. Collins. I'm what a contrast. His concerns and mine are so diametrically different. I'm in the kind of the Marjorie Cohen, Michael Ratner camp of wondering about my constitutional rights,
mm-hmm.
and they have absolutely nothing to do with immigration or the Hispanics. So go figure. What can you say?
Well, I'm not sure where William was headed. He certainly has a litany of complaints, and he likes to talk. But I didn't really get a sense there of what we can do to try to solve his problems. Some of them seem to be, you know, his station in life and competing on public transportation. I don't particularly consider that to be an immigration issue per se, but I can understand that he's looking for some superior force to try to enter his life and fix things, and I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
Well, my complaint, Peter, is I can't sleep at night because Karl Rove is laughing so hard. It seems to me that Mr. Machiavelli himself has been at full force, making the Democrats appear to be marionettes for the Bush administration. And Peter, I believe you placed the wager that by Friday you had a $5 bet that the Democrats will fold like cheap lawn furniture on this FISA. I would like to match that bet, and sadly, who are we going to get to collect on that?
I don't know.
I've yet to hear a single person call in and defend what seems to be indefensible to me.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, and again, Marjorie Cohen said it best. I go beyond frustration, Peter. I mean, there just aren't good enough meds for me to swallow everything that seems to be coming down the pipe. And I just have absolutely zero faith that anyone in the Democratic Party is going to do anything other than obligingly lay down, stamp a welcome mat on their head, and let George Bush wipe his feet on them.
Well,
that's
I understand your frustration, and I would definitely focus exactly what you said on the 18 Democrats in the Senate who voted the wrong way yesterday on the amendment to strip out the immunity provision. Barbara Boxer voted the right way. Barack Obama voted the right way. And Obama increased my respect for him by offering comments yesterday critical of the military commission's plan for the kangaroo trials at Guantanamo Bay. And he also is defying, I believe, the pollsters and some of his own campaign advisors because he keeps bringing up the war in Iraq, even though the media is playing it down and the polls indicate that for most voters it's not the number one issue. And so there are rays of hope here, and I don't want to oversell it, but we have to continue fighting. And I do believe that Obama is a vehicle for us not to just project our hopes and leave it at that, but to really kind of redraw the lines of politics in this country. And I'm encouraged. He's not perfect, and you know I don't for a moment think that he can fix everything. But he has an approach that rejects the status quo, that asks the important questions, that, you know, is grounded in the Constitution. And I'm hopeful that if we can throw the Republicans out and get Barack Obama elected president, that he may bring other progressives along with him and we can fight for a sea change in Washington. But it won't be easy, and that's my best effort at giving you a silver lining, my friend.
Peter, I'm going to hope that I make that $5 on Friday, but like yourself, I doubt it.
All
right.
Thank
you, Peter.
Thank you, Peter. More calls coming up next. The Free Speech Zone is yours. 888-5-PETER-B. One line open right now. 888-573-8372.
You're listening to KRXA 540. The Grove Market in Pacific Grove is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Locally owned and operated for 37 years by the Higuera family, the Grove Market boasts the finest selections of just-picked conventional and organic produce our Central Coast farms have to offer. The Grove Market's full-service meat department specializes in the highest quality, choice, fresh-cut, and prepared meats. Local artisanal bakeries deliver breads and other delectable baked goods hot from the oven every morning. To perfect your gourmet home-cooked meal, choose from the Grove Market's outstanding selection of Monterey wines. The Grove Market features competitive prices, personalized service, and home delivery in PG and New Monterey. You can't go wrong at the Grove Market. So shop Monday through Saturday from 8 to 7 and 9 to 6 on Sundays in downtown Pacific Grove, 242 Forest Avenue, just above Lighthouse. The Grove Market, where the locals shop. Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
Hi, I'm Patty Ross, Realtor. What pops into your mind when you hear the word real estate? Security? Investment? White picket fences? Did you know that real estate is the single most sought-after asset on the planet? More people have accumulated wealth through real estate than by any other means. So whether you own property and want to cash in your equity, or simply want to take advantage of buying in this changing market, you need a qualified agent who understands market conditions and will listen to your needs. From Santa Cruz to Salinas, from Carmel to Big Sur, call me, Patty Ross, for a free consultation. I'm hardworking, experienced, and I care about you. Hey, forget the rest, get the best. Call me, Patty Ross. My heart's in it.
Contact Patty Ross at Keller Williams Realty in Carmel at 622-6235. That's 622-6235, or visit her website, pattyrosscarmel.com.
Checking traffic on KRXA, and we still have an accident clearing up in Aptos, northbound Highway 1 before Soquel Drive. Two cars off to the shoulder. CHP is on the scene, and some heavy traffic as you approach the area in both directions right now. Opal Cliffs, 26th Avenue at Portola Drive. We have a three-car fender bender off to the side. CHP is on the scene sorting things out there. Down in Soledad, earlier crash still clearing up. This was Metz Road north of 146. A pickup truck overturned several times and landed in a ditch off to the shoulder. Somehow, nobody hurt in this crash. A tow truck with some cable on the way to pull them out of there. Highway 17 southbound after Lark Avenue. Solo spin-out crash. That's still clearing out the center divide. CHP's on the scene, and we've had reports of some heavy traffic approaching the area there. And in Ben Lomond, of course, that road work northbound 9 from Middle Road down to Western Avenue. The left lane shut down for road work, roadway rehabilitation, that is, until the end of this month. And finally, in Santa Cruz, northbound 1 at Emmeline Avenue off-ramp. That shut down for road work as well. This report's brought to you by Carfax. A flood-damaged car is like a ticking time bomb. Nearly half of these flooded cars get fixed up and resold. You want to avoid them? Ask your dealer for a free Carfax vehicle history report or go to Carfax.com. I'm Nate Nix, and that's traffic on KRXA.
And we continue on the Peter B. Collins Show. We're in the free speech zone where we take your phone calls, any subject, any viewpoint from anywhere within the sound of my voice, and I pay for the call. It's toll-free at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. David in Elk Grove, listening on KSAC. You're next.
Hey, Peter B., how you doing?
Pretty good today, David.
Hey, any callers in Elk Grove? Where are you located at?
I am located in the San Francisco area.
Okay, I used to be a Bay Area guy. I lived there for 10 years.
Uh-huh. Great.
Yeah, well, you know, here's the deal. You know, I don't know if you probably know Carell. You probably listen to him on another radio station. I won't mention a name. I don't know if I can or not.
It doesn't matter to me.
Well, he's a good friend of mine, Carell. He's on the radio station, the big KGO.
Right.
Talk 810.
Uh-huh.
You know, and, you know, a good friend of mine, and after, you know, he said one thing that really, you know, wanted to point it out, that it kind of makes sense that if Barack Obama ends up winning, his take as being the next candidate for the next election for the president,
mm-hmm.
you know, what's going to happen between him and Kane, I think what's going to happen is that people are going to make fun of his middle name. You know, they're going to smear it, probably step on it.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing they're going to do. They're going to go after his middle name. And, you know, I hope... Barack Obama, I hope he just, you know, goes right back at him and steps on him, on this McCain guy. Because, you know, I've been getting to like Barack Obama more and more. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
I really, there's something about him. I might like him. You never know.
Well, I mean, I agree. The smears are going to be there. I think that he's pretty well positioned to take them on, though. And when I hear Senator Clinton say that she's been vetted and tested and been attacked by the Republicans and she's still standing, it ignores the fact that the Republicans are salivating to revisit Whitewater and Monica and the Mark Rich pardon and
exactly.
many other issues, the dark side of the Clinton administration. And here's a note I got. This is from a person who's on her way to Texas to campaign for Hillary and a major contributor to the campaign. She writes, "It is so clear to me how badly the Republicans want Barack so they can slaughter him." Well, I see it the other way. The
yeah.
only person who really unites the Republicans is not John McCain or even Mike Huckabee or Huckabee. It's Hillary Clinton.
I agree, Peter. Peter, I really agree with you. But you know what's going to happen? I hope. You know, I hope they actually, the Republican John McCain, you know, smears Barack Obama. Because that way, more and more will hate the Republican Party of what a nasty party they are, tried to do anything just to be elected, and that they would find out, you know something, out of all this time that Bush got in office, they're going to find out, you know something, there are good Republicans out there, don't get me wrong, but so far down the line, the party has been really nasty, they've been really filthy, and, you know, I don't think anybody wants to, you know, vote for McCain. I don't care if this guy's a hero or not,
mm-hmm.
not as far as I'm concerned. This guy is doing everything he can to be a desperate president, and you know something? He's going to be a sitting duck just like the current one. That's all I've got
right.
to say, Peter.
Thank you, David. And I recommend to people, there's an Ariana Huffington article circulating on the web today. I'm sure you can find it at HuffingtonPost.com. And she pulls back the curtain on the real John McCain. I think it's very well done. Stephen Elk Grove, you're next here on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Hi, Peter B. I was hoping to be able to, you know, Elk Grove, Steve, and I was hoping to talk to Marjorie Cohn about the...
All right, Steve, that's an hour and a half ago. I only have about 30 seconds here. What's on your mind, sir?
First of all, I think you should know that Christine Kraft was talking about Michelle Obama being a lawyer working for an HMO, and that Christine Kraft was saying that maybe she was denying cancer treatments to children that were poor, and at least she said that if Obama gets the nomination, this will come out big, and the Republicans will really try to undercut him on this. Now, Michelle Obama's salary went from $119,000 a year to about around $340,000,
right,
as soon as her husband became a U.S. senator.
Yep, that's Chicago politics. I'm not shocked by that.
Not shocked by that.
Yeah.
I just wanted you to be aware that came out.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Michelle Obama, but, I'm voting for her husband. Thank you very much, Steve. More in a moment on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Hi, this is J.R. Medina, and I want to thank KRXA and its listeners for supporting my store, PG Liquors. My son-in-law, Chad, and I truly appreciate the wonderful positive response that we have received to our advertising campaign on this station. We urge other business people in Monterey and Santa Cruz counties who want to increase their business at a reasonable cost to call KRXA's sales manager, Larry Rathall, at 394-5792. KRXA provides the best advertising value that I have found for businesses like mine. Call Larry at 394-KRXA.
Attention all KRXA listeners. Are you worried about not having enough money for a truly comfortable retirement? Were you aware that you've had the ability to buy real estate within your individual retirement account without government penalty since 1974? Bet you didn't know that. Only 2% of the U.S. population is even aware of the law. If your IRA had been invested in California real estate 20 years ago, you'd be a multimillionaire today. The retirement specialist will show you how to purchase California property right inside your IRA. They've helped nearly 10,000 people in the last four decades achieve their retirement goals by rolling over their IRAs and 401ks into profitable California real estate. Give them a call at 831-794-8485 to learn more about this underutilized retirement investment. That's 831-794-8485. If you want to achieve financial independence by the time you retire, then call now. There's nothing to lose, only valuable knowledge to gain. Call 831-794-8485 and ask for the retirement specialist.
Dedicated to the proposition that fun, learning, and personal growth go together perfectly, Thinker Toys, with two beautiful stores on the Monterey Peninsula, has an incredible selection of fun and educational toys, games, books, and art supplies for infants to teens. For nearly 40 years, Thinker Toys owner Mark Phillips and his experienced staff have been serving the parents and children of the Central Coast. They can help you choose the perfect gift for the special child in your life. Join Thinker Toys' three generations of satisfied customers, and you'll see why Thinker Toys is the most fun place to shop on the Monterey Peninsula. Open every day. Thinker Toys is at the corner of San Carlos and 7th in Carmel by the Sea, and next to Starbucks in the Del Monte Center in Monterey. You can also order by phone, 831-624-0441. That's 624-0441. Or browse at thinkertoys.com.
Do you want some downtime? A break from work and worry without breaking the bank? At the Dunes and the Spa at Pajaro Dunes in Watsonville will give you the breathing space you need. The Spa at Pajaro Dunes is now open to the general public. Spend an hour being pampered with a warm stone massage or European facial. Gather your friends together for a spa party or surprise your sweetie with a couples massage. Stay for a long, lazy weekend in a luxurious condo at the Dunes with 150 acres of beach and wetlands. You'll have your own ocean view and the price is unbeatable. Only a short drive from anywhere on the Central Coast, relief is only minutes away without the time and expense of a long trip. We'll also simplify your wedding plans. Have your ceremony, guests, and special events all in the same place. In nearby Watsonville, at the Dunes and the Spa at Pajaro Dunes will make your life a little easier and a lot more enjoyable. Call 888-91-DUNES and mention KRXA to get our lowest rates. That's 888-91-DUNES.
Pacific Grove's Joe Rombi has turned his attention to pizza. Central Coast residents and visitors can now enjoy the finest pizza this side of Italy. Whether you crave the elegant simplicity of a pizza margherita or one of Joe Rombi's signature creations, you'll fall in love with pizza all over again at Joe Rombi's La Piccola Casa Pizzeria, next to Joe Rombi's La Mia Cucina on 17th Street in Pacific Grove. Click on JoeRombi.com or call 831-373-0129. That's 373-0129.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show. Infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
Some vintage Rod Stewart with the Faces back about 1970. I wish I knew then what I know now. 888-5-PETER-B if you'd like to join us here in the Free Speech Zone. Our effort is underway to preserve and sustain Progressive Talk Radio in Sacramento at 1240 Talk City, KSAC. And we're encouraging our Sacramento listeners, when you visit a grocery store, Safeway, Raley's, Bel Air, to find the manager, find that customer comment form, and let them know that you support Progressive Talk Radio and you'd like your dollars being spent at that grocery store to fund some advertising on 1240 KSAC. Let them know about that. We're trying to build some new bridges and new revenue streams for the station and keep our program and KSAC alive and well in the capital city here of California. So any help you can offer, drop me a note, peter@peterbcollins.com. Lots of listeners have given me some great ideas that we're passing along to the station. So feel free to communicate directly with me. That's peter@peterbcollins.com. Ed's on the line, our airline, a retired airline pilot from Aptos. Hello, Ed. How you doing today?
Greetings. Pretty good.
Good. Nice to hear from you.
I'd like to wade in a little bit on the pimping thing. Two days ago, I think it was, that Ed Schultz played a clip from Oberman's, one of his comments, where he talked about Petraeus pimping out or being a pimp for...
Yes, and when I was talking with Eric Bollard from Media Matters, I could not summon Keith Olbermann as the source of that, but you're right.
And I think that if pimping is such an abhorrent term that they're a little lax and maybe short-sighted, and maybe might even say they're a little bit unbalanced in the way they're attacking the this use of the word.
Well,
you alluded to that, and he kind of blew you off on it.
I agree, he did. And I think that while it was tasteless and, an inept remark from David Schuster, I do believe the Clinton team has piled on here. And, yeah, they have a list of grievances. It's true that Chris Matthews has been horrible toward Senator Clinton's campaign and her personally. He does make a lot of sexist remarks. And so I can understand their sense about the pattern. But I really think that a presidential candidate has to be tough enough to shrug off these kinds of things. While, her reaction is fine. She can say, I thought it was tasteless and despicable and it offended me and they owe my daughter an apology. But by pushing so hard, they're trying to send the message that you should not brush up against Hillary Clinton in a critical way. And I reject that message. And I've been very careful on this program. People know that I don't support the candidacy of Hillary Clinton for president. But I don't get into comments about, her body or, references to her sexuality. My focus is on what she would be like as president, what baggage she brings to the campaign and targets, very rich targets for the Republicans. And so my bottom line is that I do not prefer her as the Democratic nominee. But I also do not vilify her or attempt to engage in kind of personal assassination of her character or personality?
I would characterize them as schoolyard attacks, neener, neener, neener type stuff. And the two things about Hillary, I think. One is that he offered an apology. She didn't accept it. So I think that shows that they're a little bit lacking on class. And secondly, telling about how he doesn't have any experience. Well, he has enough experience to run a hell of a campaign that's equipping her little fanny.
let's just compare it when a certain governor of Arkansas presented himself as the next president of the United States. He had zero foreign policy experience, and he also had zero military experience, and members of his own party, Sam Nunn of Georgia, hammered Bill Clinton on his first day of office when he tried to open up the issue of gays in the military.
Yeah.
And so for him to talk about his experience and then inferentially her experience all being superior to Barack's...
I forget how many times he ran or was elected governor of Arkansas. But,
five.
You know, they've been through a hell of a lot of campaigns. And for Barack, I don't know, I guess he ran... I don't know how many times he ran for the state house.
Twice for the state Senate, and then he had a cakewalk in the U.S. Senate race.
Yeah,
there's
Senate
no question
race
about
in
that.
Illinois, but he is. I think he's out organizing her, and that's one of the reasons that she's getting her head handed to her, if you will, in
mm-hmm.
the things. So her no experience. Argument rings kind of hollow.
Oh, but she'll be ready on day one, Ed. Day one.
Well, she's got to get there first, so she's got to get her act together before that, she's not showing me much of an act.
Thank you very much, Ed. Jimmy in Sacramento, listening on KSAC. Welcome to the program, Jimmy.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hi.
I think something might put the war back on the front burner, and that's... the issue of the Berkeley City Council sending a letter to the Marine Corps recruiting station that they were not welcome in Berkeley,
right,
and Move America Forward and a whole bunch of pro-war fanatics besieged them. KPFA last night, 10 a.m. to midnight, broadcast from the City Council of people speaking pro and...
Mm-hmm.
Pro and con, and it was ridiculous. Some of the pro-war, some guys were unreconstructed cold warriors who talked about code pink's not really pink, and
they're really commies, even, right?
Yeah, two of them actually said the word.
You bet. Well, I mean, you can just consider the source. Now, Jimmy, in the bigger picture, I'm not so sure that this dust-up in Berkeley helps the cause long-term. I believe that Code Pink is well within its rights to picket the recruiting center, to try to let people know about some of the techniques that I consider underhanded that have been used to recruit soldiers into the military since 2001. And I think that, unfortunately, because of the image Berkeley has as the furthest left community in America, some of which is earned, some of which is mythical, my personal feeling is that it's a wash. That on the one hand, it gives those of us who oppose the war and oppose the actions of our military toward the troops, it's not an issue of undermining those who actually are serving, but those whom they report to who have failed to give them appropriate body armor, equipment, and rest from, combat tours that are now 15 months. There are all kinds of issues that we can raise, but when it's done in this manner where it is seen as an affront to the Marines, it tends to cause people to close their minds and close circles, close ranks, and simply lash out at the protesters. And so net-net, I think at the end of the day, we're not going to see anybody's mind changed by these protests in Berkeley.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one reason that, I know Medea Benjamin, and I support the virtually all of the action she has taken. But yesterday I thought about inviting her to come on the show to talk about this, and I just decided to pass. because my feeling is that, again, it's counterproductive in terms of persuading the people who most need to be persuaded. It hardens the position of those of us who already agree with Medea Benjamin, but I don't think it really persuades anybody from the other side.
Yeah, I noticed that it kind of alternated pro and anti-war, and a couple of the anti-war talked about unjust war and aggression, and then it'd be followed by a pro-war guy who just like totally oblivious, like he plugged his fingers in his ears,
right.
Mentally,
yeah.
Did so.
So again, I have complete support for what they're doing. I have sympathy for their goals. I just think that once the Melanie Morgan types weigh in, you end up in a lockdown mode, and it just gives ammunition to the Fox News Channel and all the right wingers who want to cut off federal funds for Berkeley and the university and all that. And it's just kind of an endless cycle, in my view.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jimmy. Good to hear from you today. Now we go to Arizona, and Chris is on the line. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Peter B. How are you?
Pretty good, thanks.
Well, I'd like to just talk to you for a second about this telecom immunity business.
Yeah.
First of all, Obama's vote really pleased me, frankly, that he actually has the gumption to stand up and say, I'm sorry, the rule of law in the Constitution is actually pretty important.
Mm-hmm.
That was impressive. I didn't expect it from him, frankly, because of the presidential race and hedging the bets and all that.
Well,
Hillary did.
I give Obama a lot of credit. On the one hand, he's running a very safe campaign. He no longer takes questions from average citizens. He just gives lofty speeches. And he has been accused of being insufficiently specific about his positions. But as I pointed out earlier, I share your comment that he went further than he had to regarding the surveillance issues and the debate in the Senate yesterday. He also just went right out and criticized the military tribunals that we are going to try six alleged terrorists in over the next 6 months to a year at Guantanamo Bay. And that's an issue that, his pollsters and advisors may have told him, well, Barack, play that one down because you'll lose some votes on that. But he is showing, I think, tremendous courage in the face of his upward momentum, where he would most likely be counseled to just play it safe and talk about change and change and maybe slip in something about change.
Well, I think I'm hoping, rather, that it bodes well for, if he gets in as president, maybe we could see something akin to an FDR-style presidency that might help to rekindle the middle class. But still on the telecommunications issue,
yeah.
I think if the Senate gets its way and President W gets his way and they actually give the telecoms immunity, I would like to see I'd like to see the American citizenry boycott these companies. Now, obviously not everybody's going to do it because not everybody agrees with, stripping the immunity, But I'd certainly like to see some people say, all right, you're going to act that way, you're going to tap our phones without our permission and without court order, well, then we're going to go with a different company. We're going to go with, somebody who decided to not do that.
Well, it's interesting. Working Assets is a credit card and long-distance operation for progressives, and you just mentioned it. They have formed a new company called Credo, and they say that calls on a Credo phone are not subject to monitoring by the NSA. I'm not quite sure how they can prove that, but I certainly support that. And it's not only good marketing, but it's a product I'd like to have.
Well, I'd like to see those people. Here in Arizona, our Cox Communications joined with Quest in saying no. We're not going to spy on Americans.
Mm-hmm.
But they're the only ones. The rest of the Arizona area is run by AT&T and what's that other one?
Comcast?
Verizon. Uh-huh. Comcast isn't here, actually.
Oh, you're lucky.
Well, I mean, that's just what I mean is, I mean, I think it's time for us to stand up. And I think maybe if we hit them in the pocketbook, they may actually lose as much money as they would have having to defend themselves from lawsuits by whoever's upset with them.
Right. Well, I think it may be all we're left with, Chris, the only weapon we have.
And maybe that'll stand out. You know, if we do something like that, maybe the other corporations who see this as a wonderful precedent, where they could start, you know, making inroads into getting themselves immunity from all kinds of things, maybe they would see this as perhaps not the wisest course of action to take.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Chris,
well, thanks for taking my call, Peter.
Well, thank you for calling from Arizona today. I really appreciate it. Great to hear from you.
Thanks.
We're going to take more calls in just a moment here in the Free Speed Zone, so you can check in toll-free at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. Grab a podcast at peterbcollins.com.
KRXA 540, Progressive Talk for Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz.
Checking traffic on KRXA and busy for our final report this evening going up to Felton. Heads up, Mount Hermon Road at Conference Drive. A broken down car block in the right-hand lane. You come up on it on a blind curve, so drive with caution there. New crash, Salinas, northbound 101 before Main Street. Looks like a Jeep spun out and hit the center divide. For Gilroy, Buena Vista Avenue at No Name Uno, a solo spin out there. That's off to the right-hand shoulder. An older crash in Aptos, northbound Highway 1 before Soquel Drive. Two cars. That's still clearing up off to the side. CHP is on the scene. For the Pacheco Pass, a new problem, westbound 152 after Fifield Road. We have a broken down big rig that's blocking the right hand lane. And down in Soledad, Metz Road, north of 146, a pickup truck overturned and landed in a ditch. This is well over an hour ago. Looks like they're just waiting for a tow truck with some cable to arrive. This is brought to you by Pep Boys. For a limited time at Pep Boys, when you buy three tires, you'll get the fourth one free after mail-in rebate. Must include tire installation package. Pep Boys Auto, professional repair and maintenance every day. Have a great night. I'm Nate Nix, and that's traffic on KRXA.
Hi there, KRXA listeners. This is Hal on behalf of the Central Avenue Bakery. Tina and her staff want to thank all of you for becoming regulars at the Central Avenue Bakery at 173 Central Avenue in beautiful Pacific Grove. February is a special month at the Central Avenue Bakery as they celebrate Valentine's Day with an Italian buffet and a free glass of wine with every dinner. Space is limited, so make your reservations for Valentine's Day now. Then, at the end of February, Central Avenue Bakery celebrates its third anniversary with live music, free food, and prizes. Enjoy organic foods, pastries, and coffee. They also have a gluten-free menu and many organic gluten-free pastries. Stop by one of my favorite restaurants, the Central Avenue Bakery in Pacific Grove, today.
Hi, I'm Scott Dick, the host of the new show, curiously enough, called The Scott Dick Show, weekdays following the Peter B. Collins Show. Every evening from 6 to 8 p.m., we'll talk about local and regional issues, national and international politics, military and veterans affairs, and anything else that hasn't been lip-smacked to death already. So hang around after the Peter B. Collins Show and tune in to the gift you just can't return, The Scott Dick Show, weekdays 6 to 8 p.m., where I'll shoot from the lip and take no prisoners.
Locally owned, the Ugly Mug Coffee House in Soquel Village. Always lively, always wired. We serve the best organic, shade-grown coffees, loose-leaf teas, original bar drinks, and delectable goodies in a friendly community atmosphere. Open every day, 6 a.m. till 9 p.m., complete with music, Wi-Fi, and the craziest regulars in Santa Cruz. Meet your friends or just bring yourself to the Ugly Mug, Soquel Drive at Porter Street, for lively conversations and the best cappuccino in town. Hey, what do you want? Rare frickin' sunshine? Delicious.
The Ugly Mug, Soquel Drive and Porter Street in Soquel.
Just a little thing I did at home with my saxophone. 8 minutes in front of the hour, you've got the Peter B. Collins Show, and I'm glad you found it. This program is produced in San Francisco by the incredible Katrina Rill. Brian Urban is our assistant producer, and Katrina's here taking your phone calls today. Thomas in Santa Cruz up next. Hello, Thomas. Going once. Hello, Thomas. Are you there?
Yeah, I think we can
call it. Are we Bluetoothed? Hey, Thomas, pick up the phone. All right, we're going to put him on. Hello, Thomas, are you there? Okay, that's all you get. He's on hold. We'll come back to him in a minute and see if he's recovered. Robin in Sacramento, you're on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Oh, Mr. Collins, good afternoon, sir.
How you doing?
Well, fine yourself.
Not too bad.
I think what it is he was so excited about hearing that you was good on the saxophone, he was wanting to find out how to get a hold of you. Yeah, you know, the gentleman that was on the phone a little bit ago, he had mentioned the same thing that I thought a long time ago, you know, is that these corporations, they're in cahoots with the government, you know that. And here he suggested something I thought would be great if we could get the United States, the people in the United States, to all band together on that, and that is, yes, boycott these people. We need to start taking the food out of their mouths and let them feel the pain, and maybe mm-hmm. they'll start realizing that, you know, we, the people in this country, are the ones who they need to reckon with.
Well, you make a good point, Robin. The issue is that it's very hard to organize Americans around a boycott. It's become increasingly difficult to get people to even go out and march in the streets on a sunny Saturday or Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
And so these ideas are all great, but I'm sorry to say that the American people seem more interested in the elections on American Idol than they do about the elections that we're conducting.
The government's going to back us into a corner where one day we're going to have to resort to some pretty nasty measures ourselves as the citizenry of this country to get our country back. And unfortunately, that's not going to be a pretty sight, I'm afraid.
Well, I hope you're wrong. But
yes,
you,
I do too. But
you certainly may be right, Robin. And my hope is that we can get enough new progressives elected this year, and with a change in the White House and a real Democratic majority in the United States Senate, that we could get some important things done.
Yes.
And part of it is to repair the damage from this wrecking crew. They have done significant damage to our Constitution, to our foreign policy, to the economy, and we need to work hard to repair all these things. And part of it comes from you know, getting people like Charlie Brown and Dr. Bill Durston elected to Congress instead of Doolittle and Lundgren, because these are people who really are much more in touch with you and me and know what the critical issues are and how to address them.
You know, one more thing, and then I'll get off the phone, sir. I was thinking a while back, it's really frightening, though, when you consider that, collectively speaking, all the people who are in the offices that are in control of this country come from the highest learning institutes that are available to mankind, and look where they're taking us.
Mm-hmm.
It's frightening. I think common sense and what Thomas Jefferson and some of our founding forefathers would have to say is that we've sat on our laurels too long. We need to take the country back and remind them of what they went through themselves.
Thank you, Robin. I appreciate that. Lee in Sacramento, you're on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Collins. How are you?
I'm fine. Turn your radio off, please.
Yes, sir. It is off.
Okay.
It is off now. Thank you. I just had one quick comment, and that's really more along the lines of about how can corporations legally take away the right to vote for American citizens. Seems like that is a fundamental right, and it just seems like that, in my opinion, should be criminalized. Any organization, person, individual that's engaged in that type of activity should be brought up on charges and jailed. You cannot take away a fundamental right through no way, means, or manner. Right? I just don't understand how that could be. And that be allowed to continue. And I think that we as citizens should find out who's doing this and literally, you know, bring them up on charges.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting, in Humboldt County, where we're on the air on KGOE, they passed a referendum that prevents corporations from contributing to local ballot measures. And their boogeyman up there, of course, is Pacific Lumber, which has tried to clear cut the Headwaters Forest while bankrupting the company. And I think it's a very interesting idea that tries to trim this this momentum for so-called corporate personhood and put real restrictions on their ability to impersonate human beings. So I think that's interesting. Lee, thank you for your call today. John in Carmel Valley, welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show.
Have you heard the Scalia thing?
Yes, in fact, just about this time yesterday at the end of the show, I closed by quoting Antonin Scalia's comments to the BBC, supporting torture, saying that it's not up to the Supreme Court to ban it. It's a breathtaking interview that he gave. It really demonstrates the fascist mindset that he has.
I missed. I don't know how I missed. I guess I I missed the last couple of minutes, which I'm sorry I did. Scott Dick took it up last night, and I got so hot under the collar I hung up before my time was up. I mean, he, to me, is symbolic of just the moral, worse than a moral lapse of the right. They just, I mean, God forbid that we have any more of these types on the Supreme Court.
Well, and he considers himself a devout Catholic, John. I know you're a man who has been religious, and it just stuns me that, you know, here's a guy who claims to be so pious and so Christian, and the very comments that he made to the BBC are not just un-American, they are deeply un-Christian.
Oh, of course, of course. That goes before anything else. I mean, the ethics in this. This guy not only needs ethics 101. It's just. Who can explain why the right, which used to be just a trickle, have a trickle of influence, is now so pervasive?
John, I'm out of time. Thank you very much for bringing it up. Google Scalia, and you might be able to find it at rawstory.com, too. That's where we picked it up yesterday. Thanks for listening to the Peter B. Collins Show.
And until then.
We're talking again with Veronique Raskin, founder of the Organic Wine Company. Veronique, I just gave you a nice little chocolate raspberry treat. Can I drink wine and eat chocolate at the same time? Is there a rule against that? Is there a law in France that says I can't?
No, to the contrary. My girlfriends and I sometimes get together and have a treat of chocolate with one absolutely scrumptious wine that we have, which is called Cartagène, which is, again, something that people make in the south of France pretty much for the family. It's a treat, and they pull it out when you go visit them. You know how farmers are and people are close to the land, and they pull out the thing that they've made and they've kept in their cellar, and the foie gras and the special sausage and all this, and they sit around and they share this little treat with them. It's like communion.
Find out more about organic wines at ecowine.com. That's ecowine.com. Order by phone toll free at 888-ECO-WINE. Mention Peter B. Collins and see what happens.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Someone committed perjury on Capitol Hill today, but we might never know who. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports on the steroid hearing.
The almost five-hour hearing was certainly dramatic, but at the end we still don't know if Roger Clemens, one of the best pitchers in baseball, took steroids. His former trainer Brian McNamee said he injected him more than 20 times. Other players he said he injected back him up, but Clemens insists he never got anything but vitamin B12. Committee Chairman Henry Waxman.
They both couldn't be telling the truth when they have diametrically opposed positions.
This is likely the last of these steroid hearings, and perjury charges are unlikely, since there's no clear way to know, much less prove, who's telling the truth and who's not. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
A cloud of shame will follow Idaho Republican Larry Craig through his final year in the Senate. Today, in a letter, the Ethics Committee says Craig acted improperly and brought discredit on the Senate in the men's room sex sting. Craig quietly pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct. Then, when the case was publicized, he tried to withdraw that plea. The six-member panel also says Craig violated ethics rules by using campaign money for his defense without getting permission. In a written statement, the senator says he's disappointed and strongly disagrees with the committee's conclusions. In the wake of Barack Obama's primary sweep last night, the race for the Democratic presidential nomination heated up today. CBS News correspondent Dean Reynolds is covering.
Obama sounded like a man warming up for the general election.
If you want the same as we've had in the last 7 years, then I think John McCain's going to be a great choice.
He lumped both McCain and Hillary Clinton in a derisive union.
Politicians like John McCain and Hillary Clinton voted for a war in Iraq that should have never been authorized.
Expected Obama victories next Tuesday in Wisconsin and Hawaii would put more pressure on the Clinton campaign as it undergoes a sudden staff shakeup. Searching for dents in his armor, the Clinton camp is now trying to push Obama into more debates.
Maybe he'd prefer to give speeches than have to answer questions.
Clinton spent the day campaigning in Texas, a March 4th primary stage he badly needs to win. John McCain says it would be much easier for him if Mike Huckabee withdrew, but he respects Huckabee's right to stay in as long as he wants to.